What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up, dudes? It is Lay Seth and Lay Colby Show. It's the French version.
Hey, guys, look at me. I have no chin.
What are you doing? Are you making an emote? Is that what you're doing? It's beautiful, dude.
Yeah, hopefully that's a fucking thumbnail.
Well, it probably won't be. You'd have to do it for
a while. Hey, guys!
My God.
Welcome to the show!
Why are we so hyped,
It's been a week, 2 weeks since our last Thursday show, because bitch-ass me had to have a throat situation that sucked.
We didn't do a show last Thursday?
No, we didn't, because I was sick.
I thought that was like three Thursdays ago.
Nah, it was last Thursday, brah, machacho.
You're literally blowing my mind. I felt like that was a month. You're telling me it's only been 7 days since that day?
Since that day, yeah. It's been 2 weeks since our last show. Thursday show, it's been 4 days since our last show.
So you're telling me we didn't do a show last Thursday?
Slower for you? Yeah, no.
No.
No, we didn't.
I feel like that was three Thursdays ago.
That was last Thursday.
Are you sure, man? Like, how positive are you? Like, on a scale to one?
Fucking whatever the top number is.
All right. All right, man. You got me.
You need to get out of your cave and go live life.
Well, you think if I spend my life in the cave, I'd remember life that happens in the cave.
No, because then just time moves like fucking,
hey, man,
mucus.
If you take...
just takes as long as my throat.
If you take the gym out of the equation...
Does that make any sense?
No, but I'm moving past it. Mm-hmm. If you take the gym out of the equation, I bet I get out of the house more than you.
1,000% no.
I bet I do.
I mean, minus... take all your movies out
of
the equation.
Nope, can't do that because that's the only time I leave the house.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, I had to see, audience, I had to take the gyms out because without the gyms, he still leaves the house. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be fair to also include the gym.
It wouldn't be fair to include the movies
it
either.
It would be because it's the only times
as much as I go to the gym.
Let's see, on Monday, I can't remember. I can't remember what I did.
Yeah. I can't remember what I did. Oh, I cooked. That's what I did.
Was I texting you? Was this the night? State of the Union? Was this State of the Union? No, that was Tuesday.
That was Tuesday. I was cooking then, too.
God, I don't remember.
Lots of fuck food, man. Bulking sucks ass.
Sad. What's, where's my phone? The thing that I picked up to move out of the way to find my
phone.
That
thing would be
the
thing.
Is my phone. I'm going to look it up now, because I check in still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Foursquare, so I'll know. Let's see, Monday?
Oh, did you start doing that again since you started leaving?
Well, I've always done it. I've never stopped.
Oh, have you not?
Tuesday. Okay, Monday, I went and saw Darkest Hour. All right? That's what I did. Went and saw a movie. Left the house. Suck it!
What's up, Reek? One.
Hey, Reek One. What's up, man?
You get beat and castrated and... Reek.
Game of Thrones reference. Tuesday, picked up my kid from school.
Oh, wow.
Left the house for that.
Wow!
Okay? Wednesday... All right, I dropped off my kid at school and went to Dylan's for food and groceries and went to Best Buy to buy a new controller.
Holy shit.
Today, I have not left the house at all.
What a life.
Tomorrow, I will go get my kid from school.
Monday, I went and shopped.
What'd you get anything good, man?
Cooked. It was all food.
Okay.
Then I cooked Monday night, cooked Tuesday night, had friend night last night. So I got out of the house for that.
What's friend night?
Go over to Lizzie's and hang out.
Okay.
It's a weeknight. I don't know.
I thought that was a weekend.
They never hang out on weeknights. So then it's one specific night. It's called friend night.
Because you never hang out during the week. Mm-hmm. You set up a specific weekday to hang
Wednesday.
Out during the week.
Mm-hmm, it's Wednesday.
You ever worry that that's just a sign of desperation?
That what we're all lonely. Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
That you have to set up a calendar appointment so the lonely people can all get together. And
everybody has different schedules, man. It's called being fucking adults, and it blows the most ass ever.
Reek was watching porn on Monday.
That's the best way to spend.
I mean, if that counts, every day I'm doing something.
Yeah.
I mean that, but I don't feel like that should count because I don't think that that's special. I have a article tonight about porn.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I mean, I could actually just summarize it right now. Kansas used to be the number one watcher of porn in the United States, and now we no longer are. And I blame it entirely on your new relationship.
I You caught me. I had it streaming 24/7.
I know, dude. You were running up the numbers.
17 computers.
Yep. Chris texted me and was like, Colby and his girlfriend are Facebook official.
Mm-hmm.
It's big news around our household because we don't do anything. Yeah. So
you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, if someone
it
we
was big
know.
Big news with Pinella, too.
Doing something.
Yeah, they didn't really know it happened officially.
Well, I want to clarify.
Later officially.
I want to clarify. Mm-hmm. It was not big news to me.
Mm.
I couldn't care less what your status is.
Oh, thanks, man.
I mean, I care that you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how you achieve it.
Okay.
Drugs, alcohol, woman, don't matter to me. All right, murder.
Oh, really?
Don't get caught.
Mm.
I don't care if you're murdering people. I'm here
Matthew's
for you.
Matthew's first on my list.
Then I'm very happy for you. All right? Goodbye, Matthew. Do you guys watch Brickleberry? I've never watched Brickleberry.
Tosh is
Isn't
funny.
That the Tosh show? Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Does he still do Tosh.0?
He still does that.
I don't have cable, so I don't have any idea.
The only reason I know is because I liked him on Facebook, and he pops up in my newsfeed.
There you go.
Some stuff.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never watched Brickleberry. I don't
See,
have cable.
I have a bad thing with comedians. I like the comedy better than their movies.
Okay. That's what
that
you like
do.
With Kevin Hart.
Right.
You don't like his movies, but you love his stand-up.
I don't know one comedian that I like there.
Like productions better
right.
than their stand-up?
Uh-huh.
There's got to be someone, right? You came in at the wrong time, official player. There's only the right time to come in. And please don't use the word come. That was me, though. You said came. Moving on. Trying to think of a comedian, but I can't now because now I'm thinking of other things.
Like Louis C.K. I don't
no,
know.
No, stand-up's better.
Yeah. Stand-up's better than his TV show.
Right. What about Chappelle? I feel like Chappelle's show is better than Chappelle's stand-up. Like, his stand-up's
I never really watched
okay.
Chappelle's show.
I mean, I've seen
stand-up.
Clips. Maybe that's part of the problem is that, yeah. like, if I'd only seen clips, you know.
I don't know. I can't
no,
really think of many comedians that have been in big budget kind of things.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But, yeah. I did.
I don't
did,
know.
All I can picture is the Bears fucking Tosh. And why?
Yeah, I don't watch Brickleberry. It's just like this whole world of cartoons, adult cartoons, that I don't really watch.
I don't watch shit.
That's also part of it. I don't watch anything.
Yeah,
but
I'm a douche and watch douchebags on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's about all I do.
It's okay, man. We're douchebags on YouTube. I mean, we're currently on Twitch, but then afterwards we'll be douchebags on
mm-hmm.
YouTube. By the way, we reached 20 subscribers on YouTube.
What?
Which I know is not a big
That's
number.
That's a big-ass number, man.
What I'm most surprised about is that we do, like, we don't acknowledge our YouTube.
Right.
Like, the only time we even mention we have a YouTube is when we're like, video on demands are there. Like, this is what uh-huh. we care about. Like, we care about official player. We care about Reek. We care about other people. All of our subs. All right. That's what we care about. We don't care about YouTube at all. And we've grown from zero subs to 20
uh-huh.
just through our stupid show being on there. I'm
Makes
a little
no
it's
sense.
I'm a little mind blowing.
Yeah. That,
to be honest with you.
You Rube.
You Rube. Just my personality. Tell me to not do something and I'll do it. More just like to piss people off.
Don't tip us.
Yeah, don't give us $10.
We would hate that.
It's the worst. If you do it, you're banned. Okay, that's what I say.
Perma banned.
Perma. I like it. You're learning some of the lingo.
You said it once.
I like
stuck
it.
Stuck with me.
I like it, man.
I'm trying to be hip and cool, and you know,
dude, you don't have to try. You just are, man. Speaking of hip and cool, let's talk about this poll right here that we did. What do you have? You have any?
I am, like, this close to being, like, just tell me everything. I'm done.
Why hasn't the poll show
up? I don't know. I can't believe it's already leaked.
There it is, right there. Okay. I want to know, who are the three people? We got 10 people now.
It's the people who don't want to know.
What about $1? Price. We'll take any amount of money, man. We'll take $1. I mean, beggars can't be choosers, so $1's fine. $0, also fine. Thanks for your donation of nothing. 70% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
30% said no.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say no?
No.
Okay, so did you say yes?
No.
Okay, so there's three people out there
mm-hmm.
who don't want to be spoiled, or they support you, one of the two.
I'd go with the first one, but I would appreciate the second.
Yeah.
But probably the first one.
I would imagine it's the first, right? It's probably selfishly
Let's
driven.
Let's spoil it for everyone! I'm all about burning it down. Let's burn it everything down.
Do you want the spoilers, man?
I kind of do.
I don't know. I'll let you decide.
Oh, I really do.
I feel like you should think of it and shouldn't need it. The crazy thing is like I was not expecting. Official Player said no. He's a contrarian, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
Did you do it just to be contrarian?
He knew that Official you player? Posted that
yeah.
tweet. And,
yeah, he did it to spite me. Uh-huh. That's what it is. Right. Yep. Yeah. I didn't factor that one in. So it's I don't want to be spoiled. I support Colby or I don't support Seth. It's right. one of those three is the reason. So the reason I was so amazed by it is Game of Thrones is supposed to air till April of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are in February 1st, technically still January because I found it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there is already a mega leak from season 8 of Game of Thrones, the final season.
Right.
And it's just like...
How mega? Was it? Is it as big as the last one?
Well, okay, so it's one piece of information.
Okay.
It's just one thing that's going to happen. It's the last leaks were a couple months before, and it was every plot point that happened in order.
Right.
Okay? This is not that way yet. This is just one thing that's going to happen for sure. We just don't, know when.
I want to know it.
Do you want me to tell you?
I want to know it.
Do you really want to know it? Okay. Chad, I'm going to tell him. All right?
Spoiler alert!
Okay, here we go.
Mute the computers.
Don't do it. Just absorb it.
What is it?
Winterfell burns to the ground.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
I mean, that's a big thing, though.
That's fucking bullshit. I was expecting this person dead, this person dead, this person lived.
I said it's one thing.
Yeah.
Winterfell burning's pretty big, though, dude.
Nah.
Because who could burn it? Does that mean the White Walkers burned it? Does that mean the Targaryens burned it? Does that mean Cersei burned it? Did the people make it out okay? Did Sansa die?
It burned Jon Snow die? Everything.
It's a lot of things that could be happening, man.
Burn everything.
It's a lot of things. So there you go, man.
Great.
Now, are you just going to embrace all spoilers?
Yes.
Because I think the thing is like if I...
Well, I don't give a shit anymore.
If I deliver them piecemeal, they don't feel as spoilerly. But by a year from now, when you're 2 months away...
Oh, no, yeah. If you get the whole
you've already
fucking
spoiled
thing,
them all.
I'm reading it. Because okay. I'm done.
You're done?
With life.
It's too made you wait too long.
Yep.
Doesn't that offend you? Mm-hmm. They're like, the reason that people know that is because we saw the set on fire. That's how we know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's this website that's out there where people just... It's a blog. It's where all the spoilers are.
Winterfell's burned before.
Right.
So,
right. Right, it has.
Not like the end of Winterfell, but...
No. I mean, Winterfell's kind of poop anyway. Hey, thanks, Official Player, for the sub on YouTube, my man.
Thanks, Illuminati.
That is appreciated. But yeah, man. And Enrique, thank you for... Thank you for the real... Oh, now I just learned your real name, Official Player.
Oh,
I don't...
shit.
I don't know how I feel about
that. Yeah, that's a weird fucking name, bro.
I mean, it's not really weird.
It's fucking weird.
It's pretty normal.
It's kind of weird. I'm just trolling.
Oh, man. Oh, God. I lost a train of thought.
Sorry.
Whatever.
It's a weird,
weird name. Should we start the stupid show?
Let's start the weird name with the weird show.
And then we can do... We got a look at all these topics. Look at all these topics we got, man. It's a lot of tabs, and a lot of it is fast, so it's not going to take that long. But they're all there. So we're gonna start the show. Colby is a weird name.
It's fucking weird.
It's a woman's name or a cheese's name.
So I can judge because I have a weird name.
Yes. So
it's like, I'm Italian, so Guido.
All right, we're going to start the show.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact.
Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show, episode number 57.
Whoa!
We are live February 1st, 2018, twitch.tv/SethTheColby. That's where you can find us twice a week. Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. We would love it if you would join us, chat with us, let us know things that are happening in your life, like your name is Jonathan. These are things we want to know. These are the things that feed us and sustain us. So join us twice a week, twitch.tv/SethAndColby. If you can't watch live, that's all right. Video on demand, as we mentioned and plugged before the intro, is at youtube.com/SethAndColby. That's where you can get all the videos after the fact and like them and comment. And I guess subscribe, too. I mean, we'd never say that, but thank you
do
for doing it.
Yeah,
but if you feel like it,
you press it.
You get
also, click the bell, and it will let you know when they're uploaded.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, we have a schedule.
There's two episodes a week, one on Thursday and one on Sunday. That's when you're going to get new videos. But that's what they are. So, yeah. Also, if you want to listen to the audio version, like some type of friggin' weirdo, you can do that, too. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all the links at SethAndColby.com, including brand new t-shirts. T-shirt. Colby, did you make any new t-shirts this week?
I tried, and it looked like shit.
Okay, so
I did not.
T-shirt. More t-shirts coming, but for right now, we got one t-shirt up at SethAndColby.com. Scroll to the bottom, click the link. There's t-shirts right there. Go buy them. Have fun. Also, while we're talking about giving us money, this show is sustained by your love and affection, but most of all, dollars, because I can't pay my rent with love and affection. I tried, and I got slapped with a sexual harassment lawsuit and a Me Too hashtag on Twitter. So I'd prefer money instead. You can do that in a few ways. The first way is to donate to the stream. Twitch.tv/SethAndColby. Click the donate button. Type !! Donate in chat. One of those two. Click the link. Give us dollars. Loud foghorn goes off. We read your name and your message. It gives me cardiac arrest. It makes Colby look at me like I'm dying, because I am. Also, you can subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/SethAndColby. You're catching a trend here? $4.99 a month. There's also a couple more options if you really want to be generous. That really does help the show. You get a cool emote, and you don't have to watch ads during the show, which is also nice. And if you're looking to support us in the freeways, you can also just follow us at twitch.tv/SethAndColby. But your money is appreciated. Tonight, we got a lot of movie stuff to talk about. We got some stuff about Nicolas Cage. Apparently,
my Cage, bro.
Yeah, apparently, Mel Gibson's making another Passion of the Christ.
Nick Cage.
Yeah,
my
man.
My old buddy Nick Cage.
Oh, he's your buddy?
Yeah, it's been a thing.
I didn't realize that Nick Cage was your buddy, man.
Made you laugh one time really, really hard.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You were like, Nick Cage?
Is that exactly how it went
down?
That's
exactly what happened.
I do not remember that. Official player, thank you for plugging twitch.tv/thiswitch. You can also subscribe and hit follow there. Just saying. Thanks, man.
Nope.
Appreciate it. But anyway, yeah.
That channel doesn't exist.
It does exist.
It doesn't.
It does exist. Yeah, it does.
It's not live every day.
All right, man. So, start here, because this blew my mind and is stupid. I had to read this a couple times to get it. Cloverfield 4 is a World War II thriller called Overlord, and it's already done filming. So we've talked for the last couple of shows about Cloverfield 3 coming out on like April, whatever. Netflix might buy it, put it up exclusively on Netflix. There's a whole bunch of things about it. This is about Cloverfield 4, two movies ahead of time. And then it's already been made.
That seems ambitious.
Why?
Because someone has way too much money.
Who could have predicted that 2008 handheld Monster Movie Cloverfield would spawn a franchise we'd still be talking about 10 years later? 2016 surprise sort of sequel to 10 Cloverfield Lane provided our first look at the anthology-like nature of this loose franchise umbrella, and while we wait to see a trailer for God Particle, now possibly titled Cloverfield Station, and learn when and how we're actually going to see that movie, we have confirmation that Cloverfield 4 not only exists, but it's already completed filming. The project is called Overlord, and you can read all we know about it below. It says, on the eve of D-Day, American paratroopers are dropped behind enemy lines to carry out a mission crucial to the invasion success. I've drinking Fireball tonight, judging.
Good reading, man.
But as they approach, good speaking, Colby. But as they approach their target, they begin to realize there is more going on in this Nazi-occupied village than a simple military operation. They find themselves fighting against supernatural forces, part of a Nazi experiment. Overlord is directed by Julius Avery and stars Wyatt Russell from 22 Jump Street and Jovan Adipo from Fences. About a year ago, we speculated this could be the fourth entry in the slowly expanding Cloververse, and after Screen Rant theorized at the same thing this morning, we received confirmation from our sources that yes, Overlord is indeed Cloverfield 4 and that the project has completed production. So they've already made 3 and 4. Why?
Too much money from somebody.
Like, I guess, honestly, the thing that's cool about this to me, if I'm being totally honest, the thing that's cool about this to me...
What's that?
Is that it gives... I like the surprise nature of it.
Okay.
I like that they just make it and throw it out there.
Right.
I wish more Hollywood movies were like that. Like, Dundee was fake, but how cool would it have been if it wasn't? And Dundee just showed up in the theaters.
I don't think a lot of people would see it.
You don't think so? A lot of people see Cloverfield.
What the fuck is that movie?
You don't think that word of mouth is the biggest driver of these films? Like, if Dundee shows up, there's one trailer on the internet, next Friday, it's in theaters.
I feel like you're right, because, I mean, Jumanji wouldn't have done as well as it did unless people were like, hey, it's actually good.
Well, right, and like me and you, we don't watch TV, but we still know all the big movies that are coming out because we're on Twitter or we're on Reddit or whatever, or we hear it from Twitch chat, whatever it be. You know?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be cool if, like, you just go to the theater on Friday and you're just like, Dundee's out, you know?
Well, sure.
Well, what if it's like, Ant-Man 2? You just, Ant-Man 2 just comes out next month. Sight unseen. How, that would be cool, man.
How would that be cool?
Why wouldn't that be cool? You didn't know you get it. It's like a birthday cake, man. There's no opportunity to build hype.
No big-ass studio's going to take a risk on just dropping a film out of fucking nowhere.
But that's why I like Cloverfield, because I feel like it's showing studios that they can.
They're just like, ah, fuck it.
They've made two movies based off the success of two movies. two surprise films. It's crazy.
This one sounds better than the third one, though.
God Particle?
Uh-huh.
Why? Because Jake Gyllenhaal's not in it? They already made this movie once? Is that why? I don't know, dude. It's just weird that Cloverfield not only surprises with their releases, but they also have already made two. Like, it also is silly to me that we know that Winterfell burns down a year and a half before it airs on TV, but they can keep an entire filming of Cloverfield secret.
It's because nobody cares.
But they do, obviously, or they wouldn't make four of them.
Shit.
We've got more Cloverfields now than we do, like, the new Harry Potters or the new Star Warses, even counting the anthologies.
This is just dumb.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay, man. I like it. I think it's cool.
Not stupid.
What if the movies are good?
Then it's still stupid.
What if the movies
are bad?
There's no
way it's going to be good.
You don't think so?
No way.
So if it comes out and it's universally lauded, what's going to happen?
Lauded. Don't fucking use
praised!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Small words.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think they're the same characters.
Small amount of the,
yeah.
More common words.
Okay.
Lauded. Fucking over here with visage and shit like that.
Visage?
You bastard.
I did not say visage. Okay.
One of our really,
hey, Morris, how's it going, my man?
One of our really old shows, you started off with saying, we're live, so if you want to come stare at our beautiful visages.
Yeah, visage is a real
and
word.
And then I said, that's not a fucking word. And then you're like, yeah, it's a word.
Hey, speaking of big words, I've been playing a lot of The Witcher 2 on stream.
Yeah.
And I have two things to say to you. One. The Witcher 2 is incredible. I love it.
Uh-huh.
It is not just as good as The Witcher 3. If you take quantity out, it's just as good as The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 has more of what made The Witcher 2 great.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best games I've ever played in my life. Okay?
Okay.
Number two. Everyone who watches it on my stream hates that game, and you are totally right about it being a niche product. And I've come to realize that. Because... You couldn't get into it. You said you couldn't get into it. I've had several people on my chat when I'm playing it over on my personal channel, twitch.tv/cswix, that don't like a lot of my regulars aren't there. They show up in 30 minutes, say hello, and they leave. I go watch something else
because
they don't like The Witcher. I don't care. I'm playing it anyway.
Right.
But like. It's so good.
I mean, it was a fine game. I just don't game.
Yeah, Morris is one of the people who like... Morris is like my favorite viewer, because he likes The Witcher and he likes Destiny, which are like the two games that I insist on playing on stream anyway, even though 90% of the people don't like seeing those games.
I don't understand Destiny anymore. I don't get it.
Oh, Morris is doing the night shift, man. That's rough, dude. Night shift for real. It's like 2 a.m. over where he is, so.
Stab my neck. Oh, harder. Oh, yes.
I actually stabbed it. It felt like there's like tendons and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I feel like my neck has. I guess it does.
No, just this whole side is like. I'm trying to look this way, and there's pain.
Sorry, man. You want to change seats today? Because we could change seat. I could unmirror the camera.
Nah, because then I'd have to operate the computer, and that sounds.
You
like
would. I mean, it's really easy. I mean, delete goes to this, zero goes to this. You know, five is me, four is you. It's about all you need to do. That rhymed.
Too much.
Okay. All right, well.
I appreciate the help, but.
Just trying to help.
I'm going to suffer through it because. Okay.
I mean, you could just speak right at the camera. I am a professional enough that I don't need to look at you when I talk, or I don't expect you to look at me when you talk.
Like, eventually.
We can do a show without seeing each other.
This is left side.
I mean, not if you're doing this.
Super
like,
tight.
Can't not look if you're doing. What is going on? Oh, God.
My neck hurts,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. How's your workouts going?
Okay. So, last week, I want to say.
Yeah?
Definitely not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that. So
okay.
Two weeks ago,
essentially.
Close to 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I was laying in bed, and I tried to push myself up with this arm.
Okay.
And I fell over because it hurt so bad. This shoulder was just dead.
Like, already? Or did you hurt it while you were getting out of bed?
I hurt it while working out.
Okay.
Got worse over the course of the night.
Okay.
I tried to get out of bed and literally
fell
over.
Do you ever think you're overdoing it, man?
No, because this entire last week, it's been perfect. It's been perfect. No pain whatsoever.
Except for your neck right now.
This shoulder has just started to fuck me. It was this one. Now it's this one, and it varies. Apparently.
What is your goal?
I want to be able to crush your head, like with just sheer strength.
You're not gonna be able to do that.
I'm gonna do it.
Look
man.
At my head.
I know.
Look at it.
It's gonna be a while.
The mountain couldn't crush this head. All right.
I don't know.
Like you look pretty big, dude.
I don't know.
Like, at what point you're like, I can't fit my hoodie or my arm in my hoodie anymore. Maybe I should stop becoming a cloud.
Well, one, this hoodie's tight.
Yeah, it's very tight.
I can't get it over my hand.
Okay.
So, it's just tight.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to need to buy more clothes. Soon.
I mean, so you're just going to try to get as big as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to keep going until you...
Explode?
Ever.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yep. I mean, I'm going to hit a point where I can't literally put any more mass on my bones, but...
I don't think you can.
I think you can.
I think you'll get as big as you want, dude.
I'm going to be fucking Arnold.
Why?
Sylvester Stallone.
Why, man?
And kill people.
How much weight have you gained in the last 2 weeks?
7 pounds.
Dude, I've lost 8.
Nice!
Yeah!
Can I have it, please?
No. I think I've given it to you.
I want...
I think that's the point.
Double of what
I'm giving...
I've done.
You, my weight, you are taking it.
Like, standard, I think, if I was not working out, because I wasn't working out like this time last year, and I was weighing around 150, 154.
Okay.
Now I weigh 177.
Okay.
And I want to get to 200.
Okay.
And
that's also my goal.
Mm-hmm.
180 is my optimal weight. That's not going to happen. Because
if you weighed 180,
I'd die. I think my bones would crush.
Yeah.
Like, touch me right here. Touch right here.
You would be.
There's no fat.
Right.
Verify to chat. There's no. This is my rib cage.
Yeah, that's your.
This ain't getting
sternum.
Smaller.
Mm-hmm.
there's nothing you can do that's going to shrink
right.
this.
You're just going to look like a stick figure.
Right. These could go away. You know, this could go away. This, I'm going to be this thick no matter what.
You just
so like,
sweat.
They're like, for this, you know, you're gonna should be 180 pounds if you're 6 feet tall. And I'm like, no, I think I'm gonna aim for 200 even.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go for 200 even.
I don't think 180 would be a good look for
him. I think I would look emaciated. I would look like Christian Bale in The Machinist, where like my stomach would be in here, but my chest would still be out.
I don't know.
It would not be a good look. Hey, Baseman, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, what's going on?
Thick.
Buddy? Buddy boy.
With two C's. That's my chest.
Thick
dude.
Boy.
Yeah, it's two C's thick because boy. These right here are double C's.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I'm telling you.
But as to why I'm doing this?
Yeah. Just because?
Great question.
Yeah. I mean, I could really ask the same question to myself. Why am I losing weight?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's really no reason. I mean,
we don't need to look good for any fucking reason.
I mean, I'm in a relationship. I could literally crawl out of bed, poop on the bed, eat it, and Chris would still date me because there's too much already.
Just the lifestyle, man. Right, you got to have the right values and morals and things.
But I think what it is that I'm a Twitch streamer and I don't have insurance and I don't want my foot to fall off.
That's probably a good
idea. That'd be bad. Although I don't really need it for Twitch streaming, to be honest with you, but... I feel like I'm pushing my luck with health.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't had insurance for 2 years. I haven't gone to the doctor, for 2 years. Like when I was 15, the doctor told me if I kept using the computer like I did, I would have carpal tunnel syndrome by 25. I'm 30 now. Mm-hmm. I've only increased my computer usage. This right
suck
here,
it, doctor.
I don't think you can hear it, but
yeah, everybody does that
constantly, every time.
Well,
every time you move your wrist back and forth. Yeah, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Doctors suck.
Oh, they don't know what they're talking
about. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so this shoulder has always hurt me.
Okay.
Always had some sort of pain in it for a good, 2 years now.
Okay.
This one was brand new. So I was like, I need to go see a fucking doctor because that's not good.
Right.
Could have torn
right.
something.
Well, and the thing is with your body, if one side hurts more than the other, generally you end up hurting your good side faster because you're trying to compensate body my left arm hurts, my right arm doesn't, so I'm gonna use my right arm for more things that I would usually divvy up evenly. It happens a lot with people who have artificial hips. You get an artificial hip in your left hip to fix it, but your right hip then gets worse because it was been compensating for your left hip for all this time. It's a whole thing. So anyway, continue. You want to join the KKK from a Twitch user named Little Mexican Gal, who I'm fairly certain doesn't know what the KKK is. They don't let Mexicans in, right? To the KKK?
About that message.
They don't let Mexicans into the KKK.
Pretty sure it's a white person thing, yeah.
Yeah.
You saying it's my haircut? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think they're capable of the thought process necessary to pick one thing or the other.
She said, yeah.
Yeah,
she knows what it is.
We weren't questioning your knowledge of what KKK stand for. Also, saying the name of the organization doesn't help. You guys want to join Harvard? Be like, do you know that Harvard won't accept you? I know it's spelled H-A-R-V-A-R-D. Be like, that's not enough. It's not enough.
Oh, man.
Cake, Cookies, and Cool People. Dude, that should be the name of our actual show.
Ooh.
We should change it to Cake, Cookies, and Cool People.
No, because then...
Oh, then it would be KKK. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Probably a bad idea.
Official Player wants to join, so he can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
He can get in there. He's white. His name's Jonathan. That's a white man's name.
Okay. Hurt my shoulder.
Yes.
Bad idea. I was like, shit, I should go to the doctor. So I call my doctor. I'm like, hey, my throat hurts.
Okay. How
sick.
Long ago was this?
This was third.
Oh, so
Friday.
This is recent.
This
okay.
was last Friday.
Okay.
Uh huh. My throat hurts, and I think I messed my shoulder up. Gotta get an appointment. Got an appointment. Came in. The nurse took my weight, took my oxygen level on my finger or some shit.
Yeah,
like
blood
that.
Pressure or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
And then she was like, "All right, the doctor will be in a second." He comes in. Literally, he's like, "Oh, so your throat hurts? Shoulder hurts? Okay, I'm gonna put you on antibiotics for your throat, and let's hop up here and let's take a look at your shoulder. Move my arm this,
okay?
Then point it up. Move my arm like this, and then back and forth, and then felt right here, and then was like, yeah, you're just tight. You can go."
He didn't get you a prescription or nothing?
He gave me the Z-Pack for my throat.
Yeah,
the antibiotics, and that right. was it. That was just it.
You're just tight. I mean, doctors probably don't fix that, right? I mean, what did you want, a massage?
Right. I was expecting a magical shoulder remedy. just be like, oh, wow,
I mean, they can give you, you could probably ask specifically for, cortisone shots or something like that, Don't they give those out?
Oh, what a, hold on, what a...
Like a cortisone shot. Isn't that a thing that, loosens your muscles?
I don't want that.
I mean, they could give it to you.
Yes, that's what I was also
thinking.
Yeah,
just need a nice shoulder massage.
I wanted
massage,
to go get a massage or a fucking chiropractor visit and see if I could be like...
Right.
But
well, you can still go to the chiropractor.
Yeah. But then once you go, then you always have to go.
Yeah, but the reason that you need to go to the chiropractor is because you're putting your body through stress that your body, let's be honest, isn't made for. I mean, you're basically acting like a barbarian for 2 hours every day of the week.
Yeah, we need to. That's how we used to live.
Yeah, but you also used to die at 45. So maybe you should go to a chiropractor, you know, if you're doing all this
stuff.
That's
a good point, I guess, yeah.
I'm just saying. I used to get massages like twice a month. It was expensive, but I felt great. Hey, basement, you know, since you're randomly from Wichita, where'd you go? Where'd you go, man? Little Bass Gal, you want to help me cross the border? So you're going to help me cross or not? No, I don't leave my house. You're going to have to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, we're not.
Sorry.
We're not. Coyotes? That's what they are called, right?
I have no idea.
Coyotes, the guys who help people get across the border?
I thought those were called
25?
Criminals.
Morris, what the... 25? What?
25. I think that's what he's saying. People died.
Ah.
Yeah. You gotta keep up.
What? To keep
your
up
boy,
with what?
Your
he's
boy,
out of nowhere.
Thundernut says, what's going on?
So what's going on? Things.
Yeah. Nothing much, dude.
Nuclear
How are you
war.
Doing, man? Just go to, like, the place in the mall. Hey, guess he did see it? There you go, man.
The fucking Asian people?
He went to the place in the mall, and he said he felt great. So that, to me, says you don't need to go anywhere special. Hey, Red, thanks for the host, my man. I appreciate that. You don't want to...
They scare me. I mean, they're my people, but they scare me.
You had to take the highest antibiotic pill when you damaged your foot. Dude, official player dropped a log on his foot, and he lost a toe. Like, that's messed up, man.
That sounds super fun.
That sounds horrible. I don't want that to happen to me. Hey, I'm Asian.
Me too.
That is, just to clear that up for the people who are new, some guy in our chat when we were running reruns of the show said that I was blessed to be a white man in a minority's presence. Colby being an Asian.
Asian.
The reason that's a joke is because Colby is one of the whitest men I know.
Nah, I'm Korean.
He is so white.
Very Korean.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what it is. So, little Mexican gal says I'm Mexican.
I wondered.
Whoa.
I really was curious.
You sure?
What's going on as I'm trying to cross the border?
Why are you all the way up there?
I would recommend a catapult or...
Dude, a catapult to get across the border, get you over that wall.
Like, three drones.
Make trebuchets great
time.
Again, bro.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, right.
I'm really... Where's my... Oh, my God, dude. That is great. Oh, God.
I'm not saying the
minute. I'm just happy that your boy Thundernut is in our chat. Because that's one of the greatest Twitch usernames I've ever read.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, because Thundernut is all in one uppercase. So.
Thundernut.
I'm actually mostly German. Wow. German racist. Great way to shed that stereotype. Appreciate it. You're not really racist. It's fine. Do you know the way? No, you're Ugandan, so.
So hi, Hitler? Are you saying hi to him?
I think he's saying. I
or
think she means.
Hi-u.
She's sad. The quality of trolls these days. It's just...
Hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler. How you doing, my man?
Hey.
I only shattered the bone to pieces and cut veins and arteries. Oh, I thought your toe was, like, gone. So you just can't use your toe, but your toe is still there? Okay.
That sounds terrible.
This is going to be one of those shows where, of course, we have 40 topics, but we spend the entire thing talking to chat. It's going to be one of those shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it's going to go. Yeah, should we do one more? Should we do one more? Ebola is the way. That's true. I'm German and Mexican. A German. Can we talk about this poster for the next Purge movie called The First Purge that comes out on Independence Day and it's just a Trump hat?
It's stupid. The last one was about the fucking election. This one's about Trump. Like, come on. This is literally Hollywood's way of just trolling the shit out
I've
of
I've never seen any Purge Trump. Movies. Have you seen any Purge movies?
Yeah. I saw the election one.
Okay.
And I saw, I think the...
Are they very political?
The first one. Those first, like, three weren't.
Okay.
But then
the election
Purge
one
election
was?
Year was basically a woman that looked like Hillary, a man that was kind of like Trump.
Okay. Why are we both burping right now?
And that's about it. There weren't many connections. It kind of looked like the debates in 2016.
So this,
this one's obviously based off of Trump.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the red hat. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot to say about this. It's exactly what you expect. Not much more basic brain says.
Yeah.
So there's a Trump hat for you.
No, I don't really like them. They're kind of dumb.
I would imagine they're not high art, yeah.
Yeah. Like Jigsaw came out this last Halloween. You know that?
Yeah. Isn't that a prequel for Saw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the origin story of Jigsaw. Like, we
who
needed one of those.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't watch horror movies because I'm a woman. No offense to women, and I'm scared.
Last time I went over to my parents' house, they were watching It. And I'm just like,
I mean, that's supposed to be a great movie, though.
What are you fucking doing with your lives? You don't like horror movies.
I saw the greatest meme the other day that showed the It clown looking through the sewer grate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it showed Mac from, like, season 6 of It's Always Sunny trying to crawl through the sewer grate, but he couldn't get through because he was too muscular, remember? And I just died laughing, dude. It was one of the best memes I've ever seen. It's just so good. Horror is different than torture porn, though. There's some very good horror. I agree. That's probably true. Like, Saw isn't really horror.
It's just grotesque.
It's just horrible.
Yeah.
Really,
Strangers
I thought that
is still
was a,
one of the best, like, horrible,
right.
like, horror movies I've seen. It wasn't that.
There's coming out with another one. I think this
gory.
Year, Strangers 2 comes out,
really?
Man. Like, pretty soon it's coming out.
It was just that.
I'm pretty sure, dude.
Yeah, it was just intense.
Strangers 2. Yeah, May 9th or March 9th, 2018, bro. Right there.
March 9th?
It's like.
What an odd time.
Dude, right there. Strangers. Let us pray.
Great.
Based on true events.
Great.
What true events?
There are people that kill people.
Okay, it's some truth. People have been murdered with axes and knives, all right, based on true events.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. My favorite is The Descent. Isn't that one about the cave?
The quick.
You know what? I don't... You lead the show, then.
The quick.
The cave.
You know the...
I just searched the cave. What an idiot. Don't even look at me right now,
the
chat.
The cave.
I was traumatized while I walked onto my parents' fucking while watching Stranger Things. I'm sorry that that happened to you.
That is an interesting thing to watch while fucking.
It is, actually.
Pretty interesting.
Like, there's a lot of children in that show.
That's a lot
what
of
scene
children.
Specifically was it, and what position were they in?
Yeah, we need to know these things.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just tell a story like that
yeah,
and not get details.
You can't just drop that bomb and then just walk away clean.
Right. All right, The
you
Descent
can't.
Is a 2005 British adventure horror film written and directed by Neil Marshall. So we have Morris's people to thank for this, huh?
Oh, just like Paddington? Shit.
Hey, Paddington was fantastic.
It was shit.
Fantastic.
It was critically hated.
Goodness, it's kind of like...
It was 100% negative votes.
It's got a really reception. Look at this, man. Made a lot of money. Film received critical acclaim. Look at that. Morris, good job. Tell the people up there in England, good job for The Descent. Doggy Styley, Session 1, Episode 2. There you go. I'm not going to watch it. It's too scary. It's too scary, Basement. I'm too scared. What did we watch for Halloween? Like, remember that one Halloween that we watched a scary movie?
I thought it was The Strangers.
No, I'm talking about recently.
Oh.
Like, past divorce.
I don't know.
I think we watched... Did we watch Poltergeist together? With Sam Rockwell in it?
Maybe.
Were you there for that?
Possibly.
I think
I've seen that.
I think, yeah, we watched that together and it was horrible.
Yeah, it was the worst thing ever.
So bad.
Yeah.
Because I remember we rented it. Because it had Sam Rockwell in it, we both like him, and we're like, can't be that bad if Sam Rockwell's in it, and it was.
It was really bad.
It was really not good. It was really not good. So, yeah. I don't know. All right, next
stupid
story.
Purge.
Nintendo and Illumination are partnering on a movie called Mario.
Great.
Illumination being the people who make Minions.
Is sex a sport?
Only if you keep score. It's the definition of a sport.
I was going to say.
So the guy who's making it, look at this. Despicable Me 3, Sing, Secret Life of Pets, Minions, Despicable Me 2, Lorax, Hop, Despicable Me, Horton Hears a Who. I mean, he's made every movie that Illumination has ever made. So It's not surprising that he'd be involved.
Do I see Dr. Seuss The Grinch?
Yeah, that's coming out soon, dude. You know they're remaking The Grinch? Look at him now.
What?
Yeah, there's the new Grinch right there.
God. I hate Illumination.
Not watching if John Leguizamo wasn't in it. Well, that's what people were saying. It's like, are they going to remake the first classic? Colby has no idea what we're talking about, but I don't know, man. Also, the Minions are basically made to look like Mario, right? The overalls and just give them little mustaches and red shirts.
No.
You're Mario.
No.
I mean, no. This is a stone cold fact.
Mario didn't wear goggles.
Also, how is Mario going to talk?
They also don't have one eye.
Some minions have two eyes.
Some of
the friggin' minion on the back of your computer that stared at me every day at work had two eyes. Believe me, it's burned in my brain. I remember. All right?
I wouldn't have gone, hey, they look like Mario. No, that wouldn't. That's not first on my brain.
I don't know. I just don't know why they're doing this, dude.
Blah.
Like, why a Mario movie? Like, they're going to make it like... The only reason they're making this is to make money, right?
Money.
Like, they never sat down and go, we should make a really good Mario movie that's rich in story.
Nobody
does that
for anything anymore.
Well, they do for some things.
Nah.
It's just never good things.
Nah, they're all bad things.
Like, there's no way it's going to be good.
There's nothing that gets above a $100 million budget and is good.
Yeah, that's probably true.
They all suck.
What about Star Wars, man? You love Star Wars. Oh, my God. I get the Grinch, but not Mario. I get that, dude.
The Benedict? What?
What?
Is the Grinch fucking Benedict Cumberbatch?
I don't know. It's a great question. Yeah, he sure is. It's actually perfect.
All right. I'm down with that.
I'm in it now. I didn't know that.
I'm a Cumberbitch. It's the truth.
Oh my God.
Is sexist?
Well, we already answered this.
We answered this question. Rage.
One more bad troll, you're banned.
Why do you want to know? That's what I want to know.
Do you really want to know?
I do, because there's got to be a reason.
Yeah, who are you playing with? Who are you playing with? That's the real question. Tom Hanks to play Mr. Rogers in biopic You Are My Friend. I just like getting Colby's reaction out of this. How do you add a quote? Exclamation point, add quote, space, whatever you want the quote to be. That's how you add a quote. I'm sorry, I'm 12, okay? I'm sorry, you're 12 too.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're on the internet and watching Twitch at 12.
Yeah, you shouldn't watch the show if you're 12. Not because it's inappropriate, but because you literally get dumber watching this show, so...
You got a long life ahead, like you don't even be ruining it now.
Well, playing with yourself, if you're still talking about, like, who are you playing, you know, sex with as a sport, that's not sex. It's
not. This is like a weird troll.
I don't know. I feel, well, no. It's not weird at all. It's not weird at all.
No.
This is the troll thing. It's either racism or sex.
Uh-huh.
Or it's shock value.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the problem is there's nothing on this planet anyone could put into this chat that would shock me. I could click an imager link, and it could be my mother naked, and it would roll over my back. All right? Wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't care. It's nothing. So shock value trolling doesn't work. Most of the sex value troll doesn't work because we're funnier than every troll that's in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
And the racism trolls doesn't work because racism died in, like, 2006. Okay? So it's not funny to anyone anymore. You're just an asshole if you use racism.
Mm-hmm.
So you got sex, you got shock value. There's not a lot to do. And see, now they're just going to talk in questions the entire time. Because they've run out of things. This is trolling like 102. It's bad trolling.
102.
Like, I mean...
It's a step above 101. But
yeah, it's because they've hung on here this long. It's pretty good trolling. Well, racism is dead, Trigger. Sorry to tell you, man.
Yeah, he should know a thing or two being Asian.
We say racism is dead, but Colby just said in the mall, the Asians, and then looked disgusted. So that maybe racism isn't that dead.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Maybe racism isn't that dead.
That happened. I just feel like they're going to break me. That's all. Like, they're too good at it. I feel like I'm going to be broken.
They're going to fix you.
I don't know.
I mean, what's the worst case scenario? Like, you go in and...
they break me.
Like, I know that there's a lot of stories out there about people who get rubbed and it, like, releases the toxins that were stored in their muscles and they get sick.
Acid, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That.
Like, I think that happened to Chris the last time she got a massage. Like, I think she got, like, the flu or something.
They
right
have
afterwards.
To break you first? God, it just, no, it doesn't sound. I mean, you're right, but.
You think massage is your friend?
I was born in the massage.
I was born in the massage.
I thought you were doing a really bad Asian accent there, but then you just went with Bane.
I just watched all three Batmans, dude.
And that it's stuck in your head.
It's so good, though. The audio mixing on Bane is so horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's really
like,
bad.
What they did, because you can't understand him, is they made him three times louder than the rest of the audio in the movie. So, like, the very beginning of the movie, they're on a plane, and it's a CIA guy. And he's like, have we found the man in the mask? And there's just, you know, happening in the background. And, like, it makes sense, because his voice is yelling over the plane. And then Bane comes in. Have you heard about Bane? You're just right. Like, Bane, why are you so loud, Bane?
Mm-hmm.
It's really not good. And then he made Dunkirk. So. Yeah.
Hey, but yeah, then Tom Hardy's going to be Venom, man. So he's gonna be Venom. Nolan. He's done putting masks on.
Yep.
He's just going full CG now.
Yep.
He's like, why even show my face?
Which is such a shame because he's such a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
It really is sad.
I don't know.
It is sad. I just went deaf. Yeah. You have just fuck. All right, let's move on to the next story here. Let's Steven Soderbergh says he's only directing studio movies, or he's done directing studio movies and only wants to shoot on iPhones.
What?
Back at Sundance, an executive producer of Eugene Jarecki's The King, Soderbergh said he's ready for a whole new chapter of his filmmaking career. Executive producer on blah, 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 blah. Following last year's Logan's Logan, his self-financed feature is the latest example of his desire to move on the studio arena for good. I can't imagine a scenario in which I'd get back and do that, he said in an interview on Main Street. The King screened at the festival, reflecting on his disdain for the studio model. I don't know what the upside would be. I don't think they're necessarily looking for what I bring, and I don't know that I'm looking for what they bring. There are things they do very well, and they do them. He said, I think the way we're going to approach the spin on Usain is going to be very different than the way we approached our spin on Logo Lucky. But I also want to be careful not to overreact to things that I feel didn't work and end up being sensitive to the fact that they're very different films targeting very different audiences. I'm playing the long game here. I'm trying to develop an approach to putting out a movie in wide release that makes some kind of economic sense for the filmmakers and the people that have participation in the movie. Is going to take a while. And apparently he's shooting on iPhones.
It makes no sense. I want to know why he picks iPhone. Shooting on iPhones going forward, he replied.
Asked if he would commit exclusively to shooting on iPhones going forward, he replied, I do have a pretty good reason not to be thinking about that first. There's a philosophical obstacle of a lot of people have about the size of the capture device. I don't have that problem. I look at this as potentially one of the most liberating experiences that I've ever had as a filmmaker that I continue having. The gits that I felt moment to moment were so significant that this to me is a new chapter. He recently produced and directed Mosaic for HBO, served as executive producer of Netflix Godless, though he has yet to collaborate with the platform himself. He said he supported Netflix, blah, blah, blah. Like, getting upset about Netflix to me is like getting upset about the weather. It's just something that's happening, and we have to decide what we feel about it. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. For as many instances, if you could say, oh, they're being destructive or cannibalistic in this space, they are absolutely providing eyeballs for filmmakers in another space that just wouldn't exist, period. I don't see any benefit on partisanship within this arena of storytelling and trying to reach an audience. You don't make these things that never be seen in a closet, so. So, yeah. Shooting on an iPhone, man. What do you think, dude?
Dumb. Terrible.
I mean...
terrible.
Isn't one of the joys... Maybe we don't understand filmmaking,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because I thought one of the joys of filmmaking and getting and making it, you know, is that you get to use good equipment.
Yeah.
You get to use good lenses and cameras with giant sensors. And
but then what if you're stuck in that little loop-de-loop? Having to use that shit, and then you're like, well, I just kind of want to run and gun with a goddamn phone in my hand. I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
It's going to look like garbage,
like
right? Because we're not filmmakers.
No.
Okay? It might surprise you to hear this, chat, but...
hey, speak for yourself.
Even we know that it's not the camera, it's the lens that makes something look as good as it looks. Like, that's really what it is. But do you think they put those little lenses and stuff on the iPhones and that's what makes it happen? What's chat saying? You're staring at it.
No, I was thinking.
I hope it doesn't suck. I mean, that's cool and all, sort of pretentious, though. Good sponsorships. Yeah. I mean, it is sort of pretentious.
Yeah. It's very pretentious.
Is it more pretentious than Christopher Nolan's "I only shoot on film"?
Like,
did you know
types.
At the end of Batman, the end of Dark Knight Rises, it says "proudly shot and edited on film"?
Like, anyone gives a shit.
Like, no one cares.
No one does.
That's only there so he can look at it and take his pants off at night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would hate to film on an iPhone. Unless you have the right app.
Well, that's what I feel like.
And even then.
Look up the movie Tangerine. Okay. I feel like all iPhone shots are going to be not really shot on an iPhone. Like, I feel like that they're going to have extra, like, external screens.
Play the trailer.
Well, I'm making sure this is the right movie. They're going to have...
it's not the right movie. It's just a movie called Tangerine. How many movies do you think are called Tangerine?
Dude, get off my butt, all right?
Play trailer on YouTube button right there. God, so fucking slow.
Alexander, come here.
Shot on iPhone 5S.
Have you seen Cindy?
Entirely.
Cinderella. Looks like someone has a crush.
I mean, this is even years longer ago.
Oh, yeah, she's back. She's back and
that
she's
looks like iPhone.
Merry Christmas, brawl.
I got some good news to tell you
about me and Chester.
I know what it is. You're breaking up with him.
Thank also God. Looks like iPhone.
I'm gonna be cheating on you like that.
Wait, what?
You didn't know?
Yeah, there's just no depth of field.
Right, that's exactly what it is. It's too narrow. But see, this stuff right here, this looks good. That doesn't. The close-ups don't look good.
This girl like vagina and everything.
Girl, calm down. It's not that serious.
I will go with you under one condition. You must promise me that there's not going to be any drama.
I promise.
Basement, what are you watching this movie for?
Dude, Basement said he loves movies, and he obviously does. Drama. It's got a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, that's no Paddington 2, but it's still pretty high.
Oh, boy.
Help me, officer!
You didn't have to Chris Brown the girl.
What did you do to her?
Does your friend ever shut up?
No. She's been talking ever since I met her.
This one has one shoe.
She from the hill. She hillbilly.
That made
Chester.
Me laugh.
Sense him.
Who's your man? Who's hot piece for you?
Cindy, what do you see in him? Talk to me.
I'm so confused.
We've been out of jail for 24 hours.
I'm not.
She started causing drama.
Colby doesn't like art.
The cops are coming. Come on, girl.
I'm just confused if this is a man or a woman.
Out here, it is all about our hustle. And that's it.
I'm assuming, man.
The world can be a cruel place.
Yes, it is cruel. God gave me a penis. That's pretty damn cruel, don't you think?
Did that just say God gave me a penis?
Said, yeah. He left. Well, Chad is going to become the Z-Swig show here. He just literally went pee. There's some psychology involved here, Chad, that he was disturbed by seeing transgender people and hearing the word penis, and then the first thing he did was go into the bathroom to stare at his own penis. There's something to be said for that, chat. I don't know. But iPhone movies are cool, but I honestly feel like they still used external screens. They still used gimbals, tripods, all the things that you would use to steady your shot, make the audio sound better. Like, they're not just holding an iPhone. Like, they're doing a bunch of stuff that's attached to the iPhone. And I feel like Steven Soderbergh is going to do the same thing with his movies, but then he's going to talk about it like it's high art because he's not using a camera. But when you supplement every single thing onto it, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. Was it still there, man?
My penis?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was making sure. We're all worried.
Thought I lost it.
Thought I pulled it off. Passion of the Christ sequel on the way from Mel Gibson with Original Films Jesus.
Oh, what?
Now, I don't want to read this article. I want to guess. What could possibly be the sequel to The Crucifixion?
There's some weird stories that happen once he rose, right? Because he was here for
Is that what it's going to be?
40
it's like
days.
The 20-hour... No,
some
it's
shit.
Not that long.
Yeah, right?
How I think it was like 24 hours. How long was Jesus around after?
Around?
I didn't know how to phrase it.
Just kicking it.
It does say 40 days. Look at you, good Catholic
hey,
boy.
Hey, man, see, I know things.
40 days after his resurrection. That's a long time, dude. Jesus, get your stuff done and leave. Like, why are you here so long?
Have a lot of business to take
care
of.
Apparently.
Gotta smack those hoes in line.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't realize that that was it. So maybe I guess that's what it's gonna
be. Yeah, there's some weird disciple things where they, like,
Doubting Thomas,
to
yeah.
him and shit. And
look just, at my hands.
Mm.
Which, by the way, is a fallacy in the Bible because it's actually in the
You.
Yeah, say that in Catholic
like,
class.
Yeah, you'd be dead real quick, right?
No. If you put them through your hands, you can't support your own weight.
But, I mean, through the wrist, there's a lot more
well,
fucking
they,
veins.
They put it
in
through
hand.
The veins. They
like, move them out of the way?
Also, Colby, I don't know if you know this, but the point of crucifixion is for you to die.
Yes, I was raised Catholic for fucking 12 years of schooling.
Are Asian families generally raised Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
There's a big push for missionaries way back in the day in Asia.
Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I just assumed Asians were so smart they didn't care about religion.
I didn't mean they do. Nowadays, they have the biggest atheist population.
The true Lord is mathematics. Mm-hmm. Racism died in 2006,
yeah,
though, Chad. I just
gosh.
Want you to know that. But yeah, okay, well, then never mind. I thought... If I had known the 40-day fact, I probably wouldn't have guessed, because that's obviously what it's going to be about, is 40 days after resurrection.
Still, it's just going to be random, because it's not like 40 straight days. It's just like he randomly pops up to the disciples.
It'll probably cover all the stories in the Bible,
right.
Yeah.
It's just like, you just make it a fucking History Channel show.
Just why?
They already have done that.
Yeah, I don't know why that exists. There's no need.
And why Mel Gibson? You just made the bloodiest fucking gruesomest war movie ever.
Well, The Passion of the Christ was bloody and gruesome,
Great point.
Remember that? According to Caviezel, who played Jesus, the sequel will portray the resurrection of Christ. There are things that I cannot say that will shock the audience. It's great. Stay tuned. The film Gibson is going to do is going to be the biggest film in history. It's that good. There have been reports that his character will travel to the underworld for the harrowing of hell. Because, you know, Jesus went to hell when he died, uh-huh. And then, you know, punched the devil or whatever, and then came back up.
Dude, that might be epic. All right, no. If he's just going to shit all over the Catholic faith, then I am down for it.
Gibson is a full Catholic.
I know, but if he, like, visualizes it in a badass way, that's shitting on it.
No, it ain't. He's going to do everything he can for the Catholic. Like, my parents, okay, my family's Southern Baptist, okay? It's like one step away from bringing snakes into the church and dancing with them. Mm-hmm. All right. That's what Southern Baptist is. Okay. Like, they were offended by The Passion of the Christ because the crow shows up and picks out the guy's eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in the Christian Bible. That's only in the Catholic Bible.
Mm.
And so my parents are like, it's not true telling of the crucifixion. And I'm like, guess what, Mom? Jim Caviezel wasn't there either. Who gives a... Dern! Because I was talking to my mother, so I had to be nice. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like just his whole thing with the Jews didn't happen.
What thing with the Jews?
That he hates them.
Oh, yeah, like...
And now he's gonna film more Jewish people?
Well, I mean, he's obviously done, because he did that Hawthorne Heights, what's it called?
Hacksaw Ridge.
That's it. And people forgot about the racism.
No, that's not how today's...
That's how...
The internet exists.
He got in there...
Just play it
right,
one time on
right
mainstream
before.
News again.
He got in there right before
right,
that stuff started
right
mattering.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, because Kevin Spacey would never work again. They won't forget. But they'll forget that he blamed his DUI on the Jews. They forgot that. I think he said the N-word a few times as well.
I don't remember. I just remember it was bad.
You can look it up.
It's on YouTube, 1,000%.
Mel Gibson, Jews. Just Google that. Let's see. Jewish people stole my movie, is what that is. He says, it's annoying that people won't let his anti-Semitic rant go. Of course, Morris would make a Monty Python
reference.
Yeah,
you bake one cake, you're not a baker. There you go, man. And you fix one hole in a wall, you're not a carpenter.
Okay, Chad.
You hate on Jews once, and you are a fucking anti-Semite for life.
I want you all to know that the following has been identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive audience.
What is our age setting on our YouTube? It's
probably 6. Okay, we started doing this show when you were 15, all right?
I guess I must have been a little overwrought.
Here we go.
A day to remember.
How did that day start?
I guess I must have been a little overwrought. So, she drinks later and I was in the back of a police car wailing, so.
A few drinks later, do you know how many?
No, I don't. But I know it was tequila.
Were you drinking from the open bottle of tequila in the car?
I had a couple of slugs, yeah.
So how drunk were you?
It's not a question of...
Dude, I want to be so rich that I can just drink out of a bottle of tequila while I'm driving and just
straight
know that everything's okay.
Is there a heart that's about to appear on his face?
There is a heart on his face, isn't there?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I'm back, mofo.
Thank God we missed you.
Yeah, we did.
How drunk you are.
You said was about owning Malibu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Remember that totally true thing? I don't believe.
Oh, God, that actually felt really good.
I own this place.
And then, as the officer arrested him, a tirade against Jews. Take me back to that moment. I need to remember it. Officer James Meek.
Can we? Oh, is this?
What
is this,
the fuck is the heart?
Look at it.
I didn't know if he was or wasn't.
These are the words. Oh, how horrible does he think they were?
I want to actually see the Jews. In response to user reports, we've disabled some features such as comments, sharing, and suggestive video. Because this video contains content that may be inappropriate or offensive to some audiences.
What the hell is YouTube doing, man? It's a dude talking. And it's going to be offensive to audiences.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out. There's no dead people in this video.
Hey, chat. Type... the number one, if I should ban Little Mexican Gal. Type the number two, if I shouldn't.
I type two because this is fun.
Okay.
I forgot to wipe.
Well, that's why I'm asking chat, because they don't bother us, but they have to stare at it. So I'm asking them for their opinion.
It's a good point. We're a community here. It's not just our things.
Well, it's really their things because they pay for it.
Basement, that's not helpful at all.
Yeah, three doesn't help, all right?
It's not helpful. We're not going to find the Jew thing on YouTube, I don't think. Maybe he had, like, the internet gods take it down or something like that.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gobson.
What about that? How about this one? Phone rant.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
Sir,
was that it?
It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
No, I'm not. Okay. All right. This is just man raging. Who cares? People rage.
I was like talking about.
Here we go. Nope. That's just.
That's the same thing, man.
Oh, but that's when he says the N word.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
Sir,
was that it?
Is he saying that she's trying to breastfeed a child while getting fucked?
Yeah, by a black man. I think that's what it is.
Correct.
Okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits?
I've never have.
Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't.
Oh, man.
I never said anything. Of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you.
If you're just joining us, we're playing Mel Gibson tapes because he's making another movie about Jesus.
I'm a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway,
That's not none of your fucking business.
Get rid of her fake boobs? You can't just, like, take them off!
Appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes... and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You're public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on
reach
me.
For
you
the
get
skies.
Raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Oh,
all right?
God.
If you get raped by a pack of them?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. With your fake boobs, you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants to see
like
your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough.
Nesbitt.
That's provocative. Okay? I'm telling you. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want...
Okay, guys. I'm going to do something shouldn't be done in 2018 on the internet.
Mm.
There's a 100% chance this lady was wearing tight clothes. Okay? Now, saying she's going to get raped by a pack of N-words is... That's way over the line.
A little bit.
But, like, he's Mel Gibson, and if he's going out with some lady who has giant fake boobs and wears tight clothes and he has a problem with it, I mean, he probably shouldn't be drunk and yelling it at her, but he has a right to tell her what bothers him. Now, she also has a right to say, I'm going to wear whatever I want and have my big boobs. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, Mel Gibson, you can die.
Right.
And that's fine, too.
Sure.
But, like... Up until the N-words.
He was a fine...
Yeah,
he,
was, what I, he was doing, yeah, it was okay.
That was right in your brain?
Well, it wasn't right. Mm. There's better ways to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see me doing that.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah. Could definitely see you doing that.
I mean, drunk man's a drunk man. I mean,
drunk man's a drunk man. And when he starts yelling, there's no telling where that's headed. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just best to click and just deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously the lady was recorded. She's probably done that many times in her life.
The conversation's happened before.
Right, and she's hung up. And that time she's like, you know what? I'm going to record it and see where it goes. She probably did not think the raped by a pack of N-words was coming, but it came. And I don't know.
It was too much.
It's pretty intense.
It was too much.
But anyway, this guy is making another movie about Jesus.
About Jesus.
So
he's the Hollywood, person for Catholics.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep.
Scientology's got Tom Cruise. Catholics have Mel Gibson.
This guy made another video. Apparently he does this every year. He says, I've been cutting together these montages for half a decade. However, what separates 2017 film selection from those of the past 5 years is a sense of infectious resistance. Each of these films, in their own way, encourage their audience to fight the status quo, to pursue one's dreams and protect one's rights. We must not let things just be. In dramatizing a better world, the films of 2017 encourage us to fight for a world at all costs. As such, these films are honored for their ability to push the limits of artistic self-expression. So here's the 25 movies he's edited into a 5 minute and 25 second video. Okay. Starts with BPM, then Phantom Thread, The Lost City of Z, Call Me By Your Name, Twin Peaks, Blade Runner 2049, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, Get Out, Song to Song, Lady Macbeth, I, Tonya, Dunkirk, The Florida Project, Lady Bird, Tigers Are Not Afraid, Molly's Game, Logan, Mother, Raw, The Post, The Square, Star Wars The Last Jedi, The Disaster Artist, Brawl in Cell Block 99, and The Shape of Water. And apparently Logan Lucky, Good Time, and All the Money in the World, Baby Driver, and Wind River are also in this video. Shall we watch it? It's sure. On YouTube, which leads me to believe that we will not get banned on YouTube for this video, like we did the Vimeo one.
We're gonna. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. And feel free to tell me to pause. This is Shape of Water. Seen this movie. Don't know what this is.
La la. Or was that 2016?
No, that was 2006. Did you see too much? All the awful dreams. I like these cool montages, really, so. I, Tonya, seen that. She waking up. Did she die in the night? Leave you alone. Phantom Thread saw it. That's Call Me By Your Name. Star Wars, man. Here we go. 2017, 25 films. In the Shape of Water. This whole thing. Okay, they're gonna say the titles, thank God.
Is that Vince Vaughn?
That is Vince Vaughn. Whoa. That's crazy, dude. There's an unofficial Tony P. What do you think, man? Star Wars is in here with the rest of the movies, dude. I don't know if I like this one as much as the one on Vimeo.
Where you didn't really know what's
right.
Going on.
Well, like, I feel like the edits were better. Are you running late? Did you see too much? Like, this is just a music video, basically.
Right, I don't get why this is a thing.
Right. Wasn't Mother notoriously bad? I think just like cool movies in 2017, I think that's what it's meant to signify. I'm not totally sure. I've still never seen Logan. There's Molly's Game, dude, proving that it's a real movie that I did not make up.
No, you made it up.
What is this? Tigers are not afraid. Okay. There's Lady Bird. Thought it was going to be the only movie of 2017 to get a perfect rating, but nope, Paddington 2 had to show up. How do you watch movies like this? Like, I've heard so much about that Florida Project movie.
Right.
I don't know where to watch it.
I think it just came out.
Boo! Dunkirk! Boo! Sucks. I'm unsubscribing after hearing that you haven't seen Logan. I need to watch it, man. I was saying it as a mistake I need to correct. I need to watch this movie, too. I've heard it's really good. This is the Ryan Gosling movie. Michael Fassbender sang the song? Never heard of it.
Where the fuck's that saying at? Let's watch that rom-com.
Okay.
Did you like getting petted?
No.
No?
Not really.
I'm going to do it some more.
I still haven't seen this either.
It was good.
This was my favorite movie of the year.
Stupid.
So good, dude.
Stupid.
So good. I don't know what that is. Twin Peaks? That was a TV show, wasn't it?
I think so.
That doesn't count then, does it?
Unless they remade it into a movie, duh.
Yeah, please do, Basement. Can you DM it to me on Twitter? Just DM Seth and Colby. If not, that's cool. I need to watch this, too. This is on Netflix. I just need to watch it. Phantom Thread was good. It wasn't that good. See, I don't know if this is like an order of his favorite. What's Twitter? Yeah, I figured you'd say that. Email it to email@sethandcolby.com. I don't know what this movie is. BPM? No.
That was number one?
That was number one, man. Yeah, but Twin Peaks wasn't a movie, right? It was a TV show this year.
Yeah, that was kind of blah.
It wasn't as good as the other one, I don't think. I feel like the other one was a little better.
Like, I thought the other one kind of like showed like correlations, like
yes,
very similar.
That's
shot
why I, that's why I think it was better, because it was
together.
Like yeah, edited together better than the other one. I felt like the music was also better, but that's because they change the music all the time. It'd be hard to edit it together for one to one song. I don't know, man.
Interesting.
A lot of
those films I haven't seen. A lot of them look like shit.
Well, like before, I used to look at movies and go, I would love to see this movie, I don't have the money. But now that I go, now that I have MoviePass, you know.
Uh-huh. No, I don't know that.
I'm seeing every movie that's out. It allows you to see every movie in theaters for $10 a month, one a day.
Are we sponsored by them?
No,
something?
We're not.
Oh.
That would be great, though.
Well, then shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm just saying. I can't talk about my. Are we sponsored by Getting Swole, bitch?
By me. Sponsor one and two.
Anyway, now that I have MoviePass available for $9.99 a month at MoviePass.com, not a sponsor.
I'm going to stay.
I really look at the movies that never appeared in theaters. And I'm like, how do people even watch these movies? And that honestly is annoying. Because, like, more than half that list wasn't even available to see. I don't feel like they should be on a list if they're only at Telluride. I mean,
Well, I right? feel like Basement disagrees since he fucking watched a goddamn movie with a tranny.
I mean,
is that too much?
No, it's just very.
Sorry,
surprising.
Little Mexican gal. I don't know if that involves
no,
you or
she
not.
She left. We ignored the troll. She went away. No. Does your movie site Basement? Does it have? Does it have those indie movies and stuff on it?
The one I have, the one that I know right. about, it's definitely just, does.
Really? The indie movies?
It's got like, it's 90% indie movies.
So do those movies that you've seen the titles of, have you seen them on your site? You ever seen BPM on your site?
I haven't looked for it, so okay. probably not, but there's a whole lot of like either.
Vince Vaughn as a skinhead, is that on your site?
I don't know.
How does Vince Vaughn make a skinhead movie and we don't know about it?
I don't know.
That's weird, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Super weird.
That's crazy. Like, because I want to watch those movies, dude. Like, I love those stupid artsy-fartsy movies because I don't know why. I just love them. I love them. Like, Chris is not a huge fan. It's not a problem.
Yeah,
it's just
boring
like,
as fuck.
That's what most people think. For some reason, I love them. I love those. More boring, the better. Like, I went and saw Darkest Hour. It's like The Crown on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, haven't I told you, like, The Crown's, like, my favorite show? You will hate it because it's boring and nothing happens, and that's the reason I love it? Yeah. It's like, I went and saw Darkest Hour on Monday, which is the... Is that your man? I'll help you out.
Hey, thanks, man. I can't bend my shoulder.
Which is the Gary Oldman Winston Churchill movie. Chris, I think, was bored 20 minutes into it. I was riveted the whole time.
I mean, I like biopics. Like, I like the fucking Joy, I think, was the one.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
It was about, it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Right, I know what it is, yeah.
The chick who makes...
The mops.
Yeah.
The mop lady,
a whole
yeah.
lot of money on fucking mm-hmm. QVC.
Right.
And it was pretty entertaining.
Right.
But, I don't know. Artsy, fartsy, and, like, actual things that happen that are, like, inspiring stories.
Right.
Are a little different for me. Like, Joy compared to The Shape of Water... I'm going to watch Joy over The Shape of Water because I don't want to watch a woman have sex with a fish.
See, I'm more like I want both.
Nah, I don't know.
Also, the fish sex, there is a lot of great nudity in that movie, and I'm not talking about just the fish.
That's cool, man.
You don't like boobs, man?
I mean, porn exists. And also, females.
How many boobs have you seen this week, man?
Like... Pairs of or
yes.
a good one?
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about digital, physically, all of them. How many?
That's hard to count.
Just take a guess.
Probably under 10.
Under 10?
Okay.
Okay. All right, I got to catch up on chat. When's our movie date? Whenever, dude. I mean, I don't really leave the house. That's part of the problem. If I left the house to go on a date with someone who wasn't my date, I'd probably be in trouble.
Nah, you're good.
No.
You're good.
But other time, it's fine.
Chris wouldn't be mad about you meeting up with an Asian.
As long as it's a man, she'd be okay with it. As long as it's a man. Did you know Macho Man Randy Savage made a rap album? What? Why?
Because he can.
Okay. Biopics are hit or miss for you. The Warren used to show limited release films before it was Regal. Dude, I agree. Regal's the worst, man.
Fuck.
Oh, I thought you were going to read the hashtag at his completion.
Regal.
You just didn't even... It wasn't even about the hashtag. Yeah, dude, I loved...
Nope.
Oh, no. The East Warren shows some of these smaller films, but I don't want to drive over there.
Yeah, fuck that. It is funny as shit. Fuck. Balls.
Wait, this is from 2003, Morris. What's YouTube mix, bro? What's that mean?
Day that I'm certain my guest at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man Randy.
Nothing
Randy
means nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know what that is, dude.
Nothing means nothing. He dead now?
I didn't know he's dead.
Whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I think you damn hope that you set it
this
off.
This is my goal in life.
Be
this guy.
Turns off. Dude, tell
gotta get the voice. Oh, God, that hurts. That really hurts. You gotta get the voice down, man.
Man, it's not worth
man.
It. It's not
you
the worst
gotta get the voice down, man. It's
a
lot
chain.
Of guttural shit.
You need a chain.
In your throat.
You need a chain. Yeah? Hey, speaking of things that
man.
While we're watching random YouTube videos and being totally ADD.
Yeah.
My chat, because I recently launched a line of Z Swig shirts as well as
Z Swig is a shithead.
That's not. I'm great.
It's a big old shirt. It says Z Swig.
I'm great.
It's a shithead on it.
In fact, let's. You know what, chat? Let's show not.
God,
tell.
Fuck
let's
off.
Let's go ahead and take a look.
With your self promotion, asshole.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the amazing shirt.
Randy Savage gonna stab you in the gut, man. And you gotta stab you right in the gut. I will chain your mother to death and make you eat your own babies.
Look at these amazing shirts available, okay? Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that someone in my chat said to advertise my t-shirts, I should make a Jake Paul-style promotional video. And I said, I don't know what that is.
It's every day, bro!
So they sent me a link, and I clicked it, and I thought that when we do our shirts, it would be better suited for our show to make a video like this.
Nope.
Let me see if I can find the exact one.
Nope. Buy that merch, link in bio, homie. Hey, I went to Walmart the other day.
Yeah?
And I was walking, and I saw a poster rack.
Okay. What?
It was a thing on the side of, like, a shelves, and it's a poster rack with a Jake Paul poster.
What the heck?
It's every day, bro, but his face was kicked in.
It's punched! Don't show that to the camera,
yeah,
dude!
Okay. So, damn it, motherfucking phone.
It'll
focus. Let's try this again. There you go. There's Jake Paul every day.
Someone punched him right in his face.
And then just punched his face.
No one saw that. We're all good.
I'm really sad that wasn't on video.
Anyway, the video that my chat sent me is this, and I feel like this would be perfect for us.
Oh, yeah. This is a commercial.
Have you seen this?
This is a commercial.
I feel like we should do something just like this.
We don't have his budget.
I don't think we need a lot of budget for this.
Merch. Dude, we don't have fucking merch. Costumes
we can
or
make,
location.
We can make stuff up.
Or a green screen.
All I want for Christmas is that Jake Paul merch. All I want for Christmas is a Jake Paul shirt. All
yes, we do.
Yeah, we get all the profits. Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is
more profits if you buy a Z-Swig shirt.
Fanjoy.co. Cookies, just some tea, man. Stuffing your tree with the Jake Paul bread.
I mean, this whole thing is...
Say, yeah. It's literally a rap about a commercial.
Buy that merch. 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 Buy that merch.
This is the first and only Jake Paul video I've ever seen. Everything I know about this man is this video.
This is all you need to know. Dude, he just said buy that merch for the last 2 minutes.
All you need for Christmas is that Jake Paul shirt. Dude, we could totally make a video, a bad video. Yeah,
why
live drums for
do
you.
That?
For the lols, dude.
No.
Do it for the lols.
Yeah, we'll get trending on fucking YouTube.
No, we don't need to be trending with YouTube. We just need to be trending with the 6 people that watch our show every week. All right? We got to start small, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I was like, that is not something that I can do. That is something we can do.
Yeah, before the whole Logan Paul showed a dead guy in his video, they were having, like, a battle between brothers as to who can sell more merch. And so both of them put out music videos about talking about buying their merch.
Wait, is there a Logan Paul one?
Oh, yeah. He also talks about, like, fucking Mrs. Claus or something.
Santa diss track? Is this it, man?
That would be it.
I don't know, bro. He said he wouldn't do it.
What do you mean he wouldn't do it?
Z Santa said
he got a midget
the Maverick merch this Christmas.
Bro, why would he not deliver Maverick merch this year? It's the hottest merch in the game.
Is he doing Trump Santa right now?
Yes.
No, that's just him being
dumb. I got a message for Santa. Ready? Relay this.
Fuck Santa.
We're torturing Morris right now.
Dude, this is America, all right? Be glad you're over there.
Be very fucking glad.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mr. Claus. It's me, Logan Paul.
It's so bad it needs subtitles.
I ain't heard from you at all. Yeah. Now, maybe because I'm naughty, hey, or maybe because I'm nice. Hey. Maybe because I met Mrs. Claus and hit it twice. Sneaking down my chimney, homie, that's a crime.
You know what? That's all I need. That's all I need. That's all I need to know.
But literally started out about his merch.
But we could literally pick a song.
Mm-hmm.
I could rewrite the lyrics to it.
Oh, yeah.
We could do a hilarious music video.
Yeah, let's do that.
Why not, man?
Let's not do
about
that.
Our merch. Why not, man?
Because that sounds terrible.
Chat, you want that? You want us to have when we do it? Embrace the bleach.
Oh, hey, my don't God joke about that. The Tide Pod epidemic is a fucking thing, man. People are dying over here because people are idiots.
I saw a meme on Reddit. God, I got a hair in my face that just will not leave me alone.
Oh, get that hair in, bro.
I saw a meme on Reddit that was a candy bucket for Halloween that just had Halloween candy in it and Tide Pods were sprinkled inside. And I'm like, people love this meme so much that they're posting Halloween memes 10 months ahead of time because they don't know if it'll still be a thing
it
then.
It will not.
Like, you got to get all the juice out of it right now before it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good meme, though. So
that's ridiculous.
Totally fine with it. What do people eat Tide Pods over there? Wait, do people eat Tide Pods? They eat Cascade Pods.
It's a worldwide
pods
epic.
Yeah,
yes.
They eat Cascade Pods. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Did you know our Hertz donuts here locally have made donuts that look like Tide Pods?
Are you fucking kidding?
Nope.
Oh. I shook from the cringe. It's terrible.
Yeah, dude, it's not good. Our show is all over the place tonight, dude. Okay, deep learning technology is now being used to put Nicolas Cage in every movie.
Oh, really?
Last month, Motherboard reported on a Redditor using deep learning technology to map female celebrities' faces onto pornographic performers with startlingly lifelike results. By scanning a bunch of images of celebrity faces, the software was able to imagine what they'd look like grafted onto a given video. Powerful technology being used in one of the worst possible ways. The result barrels past legal and ethical boundaries, raising a whole host of free speech issues regarding the women whose likenesses are being used without their consent. There's surprisingly few legal resources for them, at least in America. Technology opens the door to a very near future in which we won't be able to trust video evidence. Long live the gold standard, at least in the court of public opinion. This could be particularly damning in the political realm, say with us, fake news, and the very nature of reality is somehow now open to partisan interpretation. Last week, Motherboard followed up on the original piece reports that the existence of Fake App, a piece of software that makes creating these fakes so user-friendly that an entire new subreddit has sprung up devoted to the creation. Trip into the den yields countless images of horrified, malfunctioning automatons performing for the godless pleasure of the creator at the whole shitload of Nick Cage, because after porn, the internet makes memes. Here is Nick Cage superimposed over Andy Samberg pretending to be Nick Cage.
You're looking very well tonight.
Well, that's very kind of you, Nick. You look great, too.
Guys, I'm gonna jump in here. How is this possible? I'm looking at two identical Nick Cages.
That's
well,
crazy.
Seth, I can explain if you just calm down!
Okay, and then we've also got replacing Harrison Ford in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, shit. Like, I mean, it's kind of accurate. It's not the craziest, but still.
A year from now.
Right.
6 months from now.
Oh, my God.
Or finally getting that role in Superman for which he's always yearned. They put him on Amy Adams' face. There's no sound here. He's just watching GIFs. It's so disturbing.
That is really bad.
Or one more for the road. Here he is in Terminator.
Oh my god,
dude, it's so great. So, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
There's just a bunch of them, I guess, on YouTube, the best ones. I don't know what movie this is, but this is disturbing. What we're watching right here, audio listeners, is disturbing. Okay. Oh, here's
that was Superman.
Yeah, but why was he in a tub?
I don't
don't recall there being a tub scene. There was Superman there. Here's Terminator. Let's get
it was in Batman versus Superman.
Oh my God, Game of Thrones.
Oh Jesus.
Put him on Stannis Baratheon. Oh my God. Oh man, this is
dude,
so
this
great.
Is crazy.
Wow, dude. It's actually some of these are really amazingly good.
Yeah.
Like, see, that one's not great.
I think it's just the quality of video. Yeah. Maybe pictures, I don't know.
But yeah, man, I mean, that's a crazy app. Mm. Because that does bring in, like, questions of legality and things. Like, if you could just superimpose anyone's face onto anything and it looks lifelike.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an iPhone app, man! That's what's so crazy about it. It's like you see all this CSI stuff. And they got all this high-tech software. No, you just can take the security video and put Nick Cage's face on it. Because you can now. Mm-hmm. On your iPhone. It's nuts, dude. But that makes me L-U-L, dude. I'm also going to be looking up some of that pornographic videos. That does sound good.
Oh, buddy.
That does sound good. Okay, let's see. We got 30 minutes left. I feel like the show is going fast, but it's actually going slow. So that's
dude,
great.
I'm like three beers in. This is not good.
Or it's great. Okay, well, I'll leave it up to you. Elon Musk selling flamethrowers. Okay. Apple has delayed features to focus on performance and quality. Microsoft is considering buying EA, PUBG Corp, or Valve. Talk about one of those.
Or I saw and.
Oh, could be and. All right. Florida is the worst state in the nation in every way, new rankings say.
Oh, really?
Talk about that. We also got who watches the most porn? Not Kansas. We've got all those stories to talk about. Which one would you like to start with, friend?
Let's do Kansas porn.
It's always the one we're on. What a surprise. Okay, here we go. State of Kansas, which until recently topped the nation in percentage of people watching online porn, has dropped into the bottom half of the rankings, according to a new Safer Work report from Pornhub. Missouri's porn viewership has risen slightly to put the state at number 22, and Washington, D.C. has more porn viewership per capita than any state in the nation, followed by Illinois, Georgia, Nevada, and Arkansas. Oh, Arkansas visit is the fewest. Sorry. It's because they got sheep, dude. Or goats. Camels. The statistics are part of Pornhub's annual 2017 year in review, an aggregation from the world's most popular pornography website. Per capita figures were calculated by dividing each state's Pornhub page views year after year. Port also found that out of any state, Kansas spent the least amount of time per visit. In the U.S., the average time spent is 10 minutes, 30 seconds. Kansas spent 8 minutes, 58 seconds.
We're quick.
Quick, dude. Don't need a lot. Missouri is closer to the average at 10 minutes 53. Mississippi spends the most time per visit at 11 minutes and 33 seconds. That goes to show you, though, that men is just between 8 and 12 minutes every time.
That's a good amount of time.
Yep. 2017 alone, more than 595,000 hours of pornography was uploaded for viewing on the site, equivalent of 68 years. The website claims it hosted more than 81 million viewers a day. And they said that millennials aged 25 to 34 accounted for 32%, the most of any age group. 76% of viewers watch on mobile devices.
What?
Which is kind of terrifying.
The year's top porn searches were porn for women.
And Rick and Morty. And fidget spinners.
Porn for women, though?
Yeah.
Think more women are watching porn? Or are dudes
women watch porn, dude.
Or do dudes want to watch the porn that women want? I'm confused.
No, I think women are watching porn.
More women, though?
Well, if you think of the categories on Pornhub, a lot of them aren't women-specific.
I mean, probably not.
So if you're a woman and you want to watch porn, you probably have to search porn for women and then watch it, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Because men aren't picky.
Or are they extremely picky?
No, we're not picky at all.
No, so it's just first video clickbait.
Right, like we'll watch, like think of it this way. Like we'll watch two women have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt women watch two men have sex.
Good point.
So that's what I mean. Like mm-hmm. what do they click on? Oh my God.
Holy shit. Oh, Basement, you're so sweet.
During this conversation too. If I would have died during the porn conversation.
I would, in his last few minutes on this great earth, we're talking about porn.
Basement Brain has donated $10 because he is the greatest, that he says, I vote for longer streams. Anyone else? Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah, thank you very
much. Thank you so much for that. I
You're
need your
such
money.
Such a
this
nice
month,
person.
So I appreciate it.
Ren got hyped too.
I gotta like. I always gotta, like, deep breathe every time that happens, because it literally shakes me.
Yeah, you jumped.
It scares me, man, every time! And it's so stupid, because it's me. They want longer streams, man. Chat, you have to talk to this man. He's got things to do. Places to be.
I gotta go to the gym again, man.
National holidays and events such as Christmas, the NCAA Final Four, and the Super Bowl tend to lower porn traffic. Consumption plummeted during August solar eclipse, particularly along the path of totality. Traffic dipped more than 35% in Missouri and 30% in Kansas during the solar eclipse. So dumb.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey, look at that emote. What's that second emote there?
I don't know.
That must be a Z Swigs emote. Must be.
One looks like you made shit. It.
You made that
It's like
emote.
The ugliest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, God. The last time Pornhub reported a state-by-state ranking was 2014. At that time, Kansas ranked number one with more than, are you ready for this, 194 page views per capita. Nearly 30 page views higher than number two, Nevada.
Nevada?
Nevada.
With Vegas in there?
So 3 years, we've dropped from number one to number 22, dude.
That's crazy.
We need one of those for this channel of Colby. I mean, Colby doesn't make things for this show. It's a serious problem.
It's too hard.
It's not hard.
It is. See, you for your channel, you gave me everything that you wanted in a good, detailed list.
So do you want me to give you every single thing for this?
You're just like, just do stuff, man.
Well, you're half of the show, man. I want to give you something to do.
Great.
I want you to feel like you're part of the show.
I don't feel anything.
Would you do emotes and t-shirts and all that stuff if I gave you specific instructions on what I want you to do?
That's much easier for me. If somebody's just be like, just do something.
It's your show.
It's going to be a fucking turd. That's what it's going to be.
Like, I can tell you what my emotes are because they're from my channel, but I feel like you should know for your show what we want.
It's not my show. It's our show, asshole. And two, the only thing we can do for fucking our show is our goddamn names, and who the fuck wants to wear our damn names on a fucking t-shirt? I'll tell you who. Not a damn soul. No one. And then how do we promote our fucking show? No other way. Ah, the fucking rage. I can put our names in a cool ass font, man. Is that what you want?
Ren
just cool old font?
Ren would wear it. There's a soul.
I'm gonna make t-shirts, man.
No, you're not.
Gotta make t-shirts.
Chat, I will. Basement Brian will wear it. Basement Brian will wear it. Basement Brian will wear it, man. There's two. I'd also wear it. So there's three. And you would wear it too. So
that
four.
Doesn't count.
We don't count?
We are the people that we're wearing the shirt of. So no. That doesn't count.
It's scary because he actually looked right into my soul. Yeah, you guys will notice I avert eyes with Colby when he, like, puts his, like, face, like, puts Seth and Colby in a Star Wars font. Like, that's what kills me, dude, is that you've made really cool Seth and Colby t-shirts over the years that you could just recycle. Like, what about the one where we had mustaches? Where'd that one go?
That one was shitty.
Just make that one again!
That one was the shittiest thing ever.
Your standards are too high!
I know! That's why I can't make anything with my life, man! I'm in a whirlpool of shit. Swirling around.
I'm gonna die!
Oh, God.
Just spitting around.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I'm dying. A whirlpool of shit just spinning around.
Just spinning around, man.
Oh, my God. Someone please add that to the
quote
machine.
Oh, shit. And see, all of our good quotes have a fucking cuss word in them. Can't put that on a t-shirt. Oh, God.
I can't dive out of that quote. I'm in a whirlpool of shit.
Guys.
Just spinning around. Oh, my God, dude. You killed me. That's the funniest thing you've ever said, and I've known you for 10 years. That is... Oh, my God. That is great.
Point being, I'm going to make a t-shirt.
So...
I'll look cool.
Seth will tell Colby exactly what to do, and then he'll do it.
No, I just need to be creative, and I haven't been creative in, like, a full year. So... I just need to start doing that.
This show is your outlet, man. It's a way for you to be creative.
Like, literally, I could just remake any movie poster.
I don't care what you do, man.
Put our name on it.
At what point would this show become the standard of quality? If this show had any quality standard, I wouldn't have made this or this. You would be making it. This is a blue rectangle with white rectangles in it, and I'm like, double thumbs up, man, that's good enough. And I'm sitting next to freaking Van Gogh, and I make that, and he's okay with it.
It looks fine.
Fine. So did the mustache shirt.
There's nothing that overcomplicated. Like, Pinello's fucking stream looks like shit.
You made that.
I know, and it was way too much work.
That's because his tastes are shit.
Well... You can't get much more creative with fucking Twitch streaming.
I mean, I agree. Simple is best.
Yeah, it's fine.
Simple is best,
it
but...
looks great.
Just keep that in mind when you do shirts. Just our heads with mustaches is fine.
That's stupid.
Don't do that one, but do something else. Just get goofy with it, dude. Our show's goofy.
I'm gonna get goofy all over you.
I don't know what that means, but I think I'm into it.
You are.
I am. Don't look at me. I don't like it.
Yar.
Yeah, man, just do whatever.
I'm telling you, I'm doing movie posters, album covers. I'm going to redo them with our faces and our names.
I mean, they have to be shirt legible.
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
Obviously.
Okay.
You know, movie posters are a good, like, chest size of space.
Just go... Get goofy all over you. Perfect. Just go to HotTopic.com. Look at their shirts. Whatever the movie shirt is, replace it with our faces.
Done. Just
copyright infringement.
Done.
All over the place. Parodies.
Yeah.
You remember that old clothing? You remember that old clothing company, Big Dog? You remember them?
No.
Well, then never mind. This analogy won't work anymore.
I mean, like, fucking... the Redbubble or shit like that, they do the same thing.
Yeah, Redbubble's probably a more...
I mean, we talk about movies so goddamn much, so that makes sense.
There's no way they're still a company.
Kiss my donkey.
They're graphic tees, though. They used to do parodies. I mean, they also did this stuff,
too. Don't go baking my heart.
I love it when my wife lets me go hunting, but I love and my wife her big. If you're happy and you know it, thank your ex. Terrible idea. What time? I'm the reason they invented double doors.
See, this is why a t-shirt website would just run out of steam. Is because eventually
fat.
you just stop making fun stuff and make really dumb stuff.
These parody shirts.
I do not care.
Yeah, see, like this.
Do not.
They used to make them with dogs. The Indiana Bones.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Canine Skull. See?
Right.
Yeah. This is a long way to go for that stupid analogy, but I'm doing it anyway. Like, here. Here's one with a dog. See, I don't get the name. But yeah, these are dad shirts. These are 100% dad shirts. Doggymon. See, it's a really small image, but it's...
Doggymon!
Anyway. But yeah.
Dogzilla!
Movie posters and album covers are something this show has been doing for a decade.
Yeah.
Literally, our first variant iTunes podcast covers were albums. We did one for Viva La Vida by Coldplay. We did one for Modern Guilt by Beck. We did a poster of us and Twilight. Remember the Twilight poster?
Did the Beatles.
We did the Beatles. We also did a poster of Inception with our face. I think actually the Interstellar one is on the Duo site.
Right. We have a big gigantic poster of that one somewhere.
I think it's on the Duo site. We could sell that on our site now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like if I go here to posters, right?
Yeah, I think that would be where a poster's at, yeah.
See, look at this. Look at this. Look at what Colby can do when he puts his mind to it. Look at this thing. This is amazing.
Oh, look at that great size
that
of picture.
Is the Shut your lips, dude. I don't make the photos. Okay, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
You know what I use for that? A fucking green screen.
Like this one right here, Ian? See, like this is another good one of my show. Why is it so small?
It's super good size.
Why is it so small, man?
I don't know.
Like I can't make it bigger either because it's one of those things.
Fucking God.
Like, see, that's great. Like, look at that. That's a good one. My head's a little big, but you know,
that's perfect, man. You got the body of a god.
Yeah, I like that too. No,
I didn't know how to make your head fit on that kind of neck.
Like here's one where you're when you're fighting Matthew.
Yeah, that was great too.
That's not a good one. That's mostly because of Matthew though. It's not really your fault.
Yeah, he's kind of ugly.
Right here. Look at this one where we're in Interstellar.
Dude, those are the simplest ones because literally I just steal the movie poster and paste our face over the other people's face.
Yeah.
Like that one was the easiest one to do ever.
It looks so good though.
But it does, and that's because it was professionally done by someone who was marketing fucking Interstellar.
Who cares, dude? Steal. What about this one right here where you put Brandon on a friggin' Iron Throne of Electronics, man?
That was too much work for a stupid ass show.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, but it's really well done.
Do you never mind with Seth as the baby? What's never mind?
Oh, my God, dude. Nirvana album, Naked Baby in a Pool Chasing a Dollar.
Oh, fantastic.
You wouldn't even need to change the size of his genitals.
No.
It'd be the same
be
size.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I just need to add an extra baby because, you know, I'm not skipping myself out of this.
Yeah,
thing.
You can't have not you on
yeah,
there.
Right. Yeah. There's got to be two babies.
But I am chasing you on the fishhook.
Yeah. I'm on the dollar.
Even better. I literally meant you hooked, but you know, whatever.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's whatever, yeah. Man, these are so good, dude. You made all of these.
Yeah, that was back when I had a brain.
No, it wasn't.
Then came the alcohol.
No, because this was Weedland, man. You had less of a brain than ever during Weedland.
Weedland gives you more brain power. It's like Adderall.
Yeah, you got to stop drinking then. Because, yeah, you know, I was about to say I did a lot of great things when I was drinking. I didn't.
All right.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, my. Yep.
No, On the Internet was good. I'm proud of my On the Internet.
No, that was really shitty.
I could literally, we could spend the time of this show with me just play the Taco Bell Matthew segment on this show. And I would feel comfortable doing it. That's the best radio I've ever done in my life. Is that Taco Bell Matthew thing. And then him riding his bike.
I mean, that was really entertaining for us, but
you were there for the bike riding, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly certain those are on YouTube.
No.
I'm fairly certain those are on YouTube.
Definitely
hold on.
Not.
I know the audio is up here because I made a point to put these on here. You know, I could have just shown these pictures. Like, here's another great one you made. Look at how fat I am, dude. I look like I'm about to eat the sun. Okay, hold on. I think it's... God, I don't know what the name... We're going to have to click them. We're going to have to click them. Yeah, Mark and Coley, we started over the match game. That's a good one, too. Oh, yeah, Matthew rides his bike. The bad day right here, this one. This is it. So what's the date? Why am I such a Titanic idiot?
I don't
know. Number 6 is the bad day, but down here they're just the date. Oh, no, they have the name. Okay, we're good. What is Duo exactly? It's our technical network. I founded it in 2005. It's been hosting our podcast ever since then. The only podcast it does right now is the Seth and Colby Show, so network is loosely based. And all the money, if you buy stuff on this store, it goes to Cameron, who we put in charge of Duo, but in the last year he's had a baby and a crisis of character and all this stuff, so he doesn't do anything with Duo anymore. By the way,
you've been really bad at it.
Totally ADD. Mm-hmm. We got a submission today to Duo. It's the first one I think we've ever gotten since 2005. We've always had a submit your show. It's the first one we ever got sight unseen. And the craziest thing about it is, like, the dude really wants to do it. Like, look at this. Look at this wall of text he wrote to be in our show, man. Or be on our network. I do not have time for this. Okay? I got two other empires to run. Empire Z Swigs and Empire 7 Colby. And also Empire Seth has to make money through building websites. I don't have time for also Empire Duo. So I feel kind of bad because this show actually sounds kind of cool and unique. I might email him back. I always got time. Who needs sleep?
Anyway, yeah, who does that stuff,
I think this whole... Is this the whole episode? That's the real question. That's the real question. Is this the whole episode?
An hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, because look, here's the lights go out and all that stuff. Oh, you want to see something else Colby made? With Seth and... Look at this. Look at this right here. Look at this. I made that. Yeah, you can tell. Look at this. Look at what Colby's work right here, dude. So good. Look at that. Look at that, man. It's so good. On Duo.
Entertainment for you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to...
I'm so glad Mark wasn't on the camera.
Mumbles, well, yeah. I mean, I made the executive decision that he is not laughs. Allowed to be on the camera.
Please buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Good.
Is Katrina putting her feet on me this early in the show? Like, this is why you're a better co-host. You don't put your feet on me while we do the show. Incredible
power. Here it comes.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Streaming high definition video. You're lucky I don't do leg day very often. Central time. Yeah. I want to
hear from you. You hit the camera, man. Everyone's seeing over here. They see the bookshelf, man.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Drunk.
Thank you, move the...
On the internet is brought to you exclusively by...
You really messed it up.
...sponsored by Colby and Mark live in studio. Towards the end of the show, they will fight to the death. It's also possible...
Call that number. I bet. I almost... I'm sure it's still our phone number. I think it'll probably just get you voicemail.
Now, here's Seth and Katrina.
This is bugging me.
Well, hello, everybody.
It's like sideways now.
Welcome to me. It looked fine, dude.
On the internet!
Chris, remember the jazz.
This is such a good show.
Okay, Cameron is going to do this.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna do this.
My mic, I need that to speak into.
Go away.
I like that we're gonna do a show in the dark too.
That's kind of fun.
Let me borrow. All right,
come on, Matthew. Yeah, we're
perfect placement for our camera too in this whole
setup.
Oh yeah, let's let the people who are doing the show turn off all the lights.
Yeah, it's good. You guys aren't talking.
Colby's got this. He doesn't talk.
Okay, so Cameron is the one talking right now, and he's the guy who owns Duo now. He runs Duo. And by runs Duo, I mean he technically pays for it.
With funny.
I'm going to just request that come back. Why don't I put that on my servers?
Now is they can't tell me to shut up.
I'm going to do it.
Can turn off my.
Taking Duo back.
That's really about it.
Me. So what's
Shut
happening?
Up, Cameron!
He can't hear us.
I know those.
This is actually kind of awesome. I love that you.
Okay, he's on a wireless mic outside our studio.
Double guns, I like it.
In the parking lot of our studio, because we used to have a studio back then.
Bike off the bike rack.
Which, by the way, today is the 3-year anniversary of the first day we got the keys to our studio.
Do you think Matthew can afford a trek
if you want to ever feel depressed about your life? It's also really hard for me to talk over a show that I was on because I sound exactly the same.
Let's not talk while Cameron's talking.
But
he said he's doing the
Let's
strap.
Let's not right talk while Cameron's talking. That's the equivalent if I was talking to Colby. Of, hey, can we not speak double? Yeah.
We can see you good.
At least Cameron is in the line.
Double!
He can't hear us. I can kind of see Matthew.
He cannot hear
anything. I feel
like
I'm just being mocked at this point.
You know, Cameron's a really great
Shut
guy.
Your whore mouth, Matthew.
Oh, Matthew must be complaining.
All right, so
I wish we had a camera pointing outside.
Oh, God.
Because really these cameras were literally screwed into the wall.
Oh, my God.
He almost fell.
I don't remember this at all. Makes me very sad.
Really excited. Almost hurt him.
He just looked like a dumbass.
Is this really that entertaining?
There's Matthew.
Well,
I don't know. We missed it.
Yes.
We missed it the first time. We got to see it again. So ride back up and do a couple loops.
Yeah, the show was a mess.
Tell him to do a couple loops, Cameron.
Hey, you need to do.
Yeah, this is what I call in my career wrangling cats.
Good look at
this was me wrangling cats for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
riding your bike. It's really important.
Like I'm on my phone talking to Cameron because we don't have wireless headphones. So he's outside on a wireless mic, which you hear in the studio. But I am on the phone with him so he can hear our instructions from in the studio.
Going straight on into traffic. That would be preferred. Here, there's a car coming. Go fast.
Cameron says the funniest line in this episode. It's the funniest thing I might have heard up until the Whirlpool comment tonight. It is literally the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not like he bought those 6 years ago. He bought those 3 months ago.
By the way, you can totally tell he's already been like sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A little background as to what's happening. You know, so the people who haven't watched the show, which is everyone, because no one watched this. Matthew believed that putting your bike into first gear was the way to begin riding it, like a car. Like you had to start in first gear and then shift to second, third, fourth, whatever you wanted to stop at in order to get your bike to go. He believed that if you started in fourth gear, you would break your bike.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand the concept of the higher the gear, the harder you pedal. He didn't comprehend that. So what we do in this is we make him start his bike in like third gear. And he goes, it's so hard to pedal, man, it's breaking. And we're like, it's not that it's hard and it's breaking, it's that you're fat and you can't pedal your bike.
Right. Biking. Uh-huh.
And he comes back in after this segment, and he is so butthurt.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't speak.
He doesn't speak to me.
He just sits down at his engineer post.
Right, waits to go to break.
Does not comment about anything.
Like, I literally look at him like, you're not going to say anything to me, and he's just, his back is to me, facing the soundboard, like, I don't exist.
Yep. He was really mad.
Like, it is the definition
like
of butthurt.
Walrus giving birth on the microphone.
Yeah, he's dying.
That's why I want him to do some more laps. He needs to get some exercise. He's like Mark doing those curls.
Good contribution.
He's
going,
he is taking real good. Hey, can you you think he can hear you if you yell?
Yeah.
Yell faster.
Faster!
Where's he going? Dang, oh, it. He's going off the reservation right now.
Faster, go faster.
He's gliding pretty fast. Here we go. He's
gliding.
He's going to hit the car. Please hit him over.
Let's see if he can stop. Ooh, a little power slide there. All right, another lap.
One more, they say.
He needs to get some exercise. We're helping.
And then can we lock him out?
You can do one more. You're not that tired.
Please.
Come on, tell me he needs to get some exercise. He's maybe rode 1/4 mile.
Yeah, you maybe have rode
not at all. I just
love
how he still does it. Like, he does not want to, but he does.
And remember, traffic.
Traffic.
Aim for it.
Aim for it, exactly, yeah. Here he goes. He's not looking.
Oh, he almost got hit.
Almost did. He
this
almost
is it.
Did.
This
one
is alive.
Looking both
this
ways.
Is it right here.
Oh, that would have been a double whammy,
fantastic.
Too.
Fantastic.
You know what I would have done? I would have just gotten in my car and left. Matthew just got hit by a car. I'm leaving. Screw this.
You can't just abandon me
Matthew,
for legal
faster.
Problems.
Come on.
I wonder what gear he's in.
Oh, God.
First. He thinks
hey, Matthew,
he has to start in first.
He can't talk.
That, I know that's only funny to me. That is a peek into Cameron's soul. Like, you have to understand, Cameron and me, we were the only people on the lease for this place. Okay? If Matthew got hit by a car, there would be police and everything else. We'd have to explain that we're doing a radio show, that he signed up for this. We have contracts that indemnify us from harm. All this garbage. And Cameron, who is legally obligated to be there on the lease like I am, would have seen the damage, immediately gotten in his car, and left, leaving me to deal with everything. And that is so true that would have happened. And him saying that, like, you can hear the true, like, you just leave me here to deal with all the problems in my voice. Like, I am literally flabbergasted that he would say that because it was so factual what he just said.
Right.
It wouldn't be your problem. It would be the office.
He only went around the parking lot
problem.
One time.
It'd be my problem.
Nah. Speed here.
He's in the side parking lot.
We were just we did. He wanted to go for a bike ride. He thought he was fat.
It's streamed live to the internet.
Nah, we didn't do that. There's no proof. Second. What?
God, what a dumb.
This is all fabricated. Matthew, there's a fucking deep learning machine that put our faces onto these random people talking on the internet.
But yeah, that was
don't know what that's all about. We've got some fucking weird guy that's trying to like harass us.
Yeah, so if you guys ever want to listen to a show that I used to do a long time ago, duo.com/ontheinternet. Start with episode 25. It's the very first episode we did. It's Colby is on like two episodes, but I'm on every one. It's me, my girlfriend Chris, and Chris's old roommate Katrina.
It's a really shitty show.
It is one of the best shows I've ever done, and Colby is just jealous.
It's really bad.
It's so good. I'm very proud of it.
Never listened to it once.
I mean, that I believe. If you want to hear another great show, you know what I'm going to do? Because you said I'm going to put up Colby and Bash.
No, you're not.
Yep, I'm going to spend time tomorrow.
You're not going to do
I'm going to spend time on Monday, and I'm going to put up Colby and Bash on Duo.com.
You're not going to do
the
that.
Whole thing.
And if you do, then you're going to be making me happy because I want to re-listen to them. So.
I mean, I've sent you a link to them on the Google Drive.
You haven't.
Well, I will, and they're all up there.
Oh.
You know how I know they're all up there? Let me see if I can. I don't know if I can actually reach them from this computer. Because, let me see. Because I was literally looking at a video like 2 days ago
mm-hmm.
from Colby and Bash. It was the episode that was 4 hours long where I was so super drunk. Remember that one? Remember where I was just so drunk?
4 hours?
Yeah, it was 4 hours. Because remember, when I'm drunk, I don't stop doing radio. And you did, and you
this
were
is the one when we were up in Manhattan.
Yes, oh, and okay. you were a captive audience because you couldn't go anywhere without me, and I just kept doing radio.
Oh yeah, it was also fun, but
I don't remember it being fun.
It was pretty entertaining.
I mean, I was having fun. I don't remember you thinking it was fun. If I go to network.
That's because when you all get together with fucking Bash and Cameron, I'm the fucking poking boy.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's like, poke me with your jabs and shit. Unless Pinella's there, then it's automatically him.
No, I don't think so. I think I was poking Bash the whole time.
Nah, you were poking me all fucking night, man. Just poking and poking and
poking. Ow! Ow! Poke me, man. I'm typing my long password. Hold on.
I get poked on this show, too, but oh well.
Physically, though.
I mean, not just all together.
All right, here we go.
That's way too long a password.
Let's see if it works. Yeah, I don't know how to make this work, dude.
Just, don't. Don't. Maybe don't. I don't know. Don't.
I want to show the stream your old face. It's too late. We're not going to be able to pull it up. It's not going to work, man. It's not going to work, dude.
It's a really bad phase, guys.
It wasn't a phase. It's you before you became a cloud person.
Nah, don't. Just don't.
It's not a phase.
Don't do drugs, guys. Don't do drugs.
What does drugs have to do with any of this?
Everything.
I don't think it has anything to do with this.
All the drugs.
I don't understand why my Mac can connect to my Windows computer, but my Windows computer can't connect to my Mac. Can you explain that to me? Doesn't make any sense, man.
No, it doesn't.
It gives me a new respect for those ponytailed people who work in every IT department. Mm-hmm. Figure that stuff out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to do.
Ponytail people?
Yeah, every person in an IT department has a ponytail. They'll back me up.
Who?
They.
They as in who?
Chat. Anyone who's ever worked at a place that has an IT department, they have ponytails.
Guy?
Yeah. There's a guy who has a ponytail. Every single one of them.
I am my company's IT department, and I don't have a ponytail.
You don't really have an IT department.
Nope.
Because I'm also your company's IT department.
And you don't have a ponytail.
No, I don't.
So your logic's flawed there.
But I guarantee you one person in Mixed Band has a ponytail.
But he didn't work for the company
anymore. He used to, though.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Guarantee it. Well, Basement, do you have a ponytail? And is there anyone that you work with also in IT that has a ponytail?
I'm guessing no on him.
Well, if Asians have a ponytail, they immediately become a samurai. It's a fact.
It's a go-to thing.
Right?
Did Tom Cruise have a ponytail in Last Samurai?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Top knot, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Now I have a hair. You gave me your fucking hair.
There we go, dude. We're going to look it up.
Nope. This long-ass Tom Cruise
hair. He's going to have a ponytail. Look at this guy, though. See? See? See?
See? Point proven. See?
See?
Uh-huh. See?
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 See? We'll just Google samurai.
We'll just keep saying see for the last fucking... See? The negative 7 minutes of the show.
See? Without helmets.
Without
See?
Helmets.
Look at this. See? 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 I like a samurai without helmet. The second result is Tom Cruise.
That is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and six result, too.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise has his hair in every movie, doesn't he? It's either that or it's the short Tom Cruise hair. He has two hairstyles.
One of the two, yeah. Yep. I haven't seen him ever bald.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Oh, Les Grossman, though.
It's true.
Yeah, can't beat that.
It's true. That was obviously fake, though.
That was real. He shaved his head for that role, bro.
I mean, anyway,
he's a method actor.
We're ready to end the show. I can tell Colby's done.
It's time to need to pee again.
You already went pee once during the show.
I need
man.
To pee again.
All right, guys. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Seth and Colby. Not this week's. It's just over. Last Samurai is Tom's best movie.
Oh, you mean Tropic Thunder? Yeah, no, I agree with you, Basement. Tropic Thunder.
It really depends.
Best movie.
Last Samurai is pretty good, though.
I've seen it in forever.
It's pretty good. I just watched it. I think it's on Netflix. That's why I watched it pretty recently. But anyway. Anyway, guys, that is it for tonight's episode of the Seth and Colby Show. We will be back on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, for another hilarious episode, pre-Super Bowl party. We're going to do nothing but the exact same episode, but we're going to say it's our pre-Super Bowl celebration episode on Twitch to get those clicks. Thank you to everyone who followed. Thank you so much, Basement Brave, for the donation tonight. Morris, thank you for subscribing. In between the last show and this one, I really appreciate that. Momo Chico says, I think Matt Damon had a ponytail on the Great Wall. See?
You got it. See?
Maybe.
See?
That's what it is, man.
See?
But thank you guys so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be back on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, for more Seth Colby goodness. If you want to watch the videos on demand, if you missed it live tonight, you can go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And if you want to listen to the audio version, the iTunes, Google Play, and a Plain Jane RSS feeder at SethandColby.com. You can also buy a t-shirt. We will be adding more t-shirts over the coming year, so just stay tuned.
Yeah, good time frame.
Go to SethandColby.com, scroll down to the bottom, click the merch button, or go to RaptorKeep.live if you want. It's also where it's at.
Ooh.
But yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
we
thanks,
will see
guys. Love you.
All of you later. Bye, thanks bye, for taking bye. A trip down memory line with me, too. Appreciate it. Bye-bye, dudes. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.